This is the Seth and Colby Show. Would you like to participate in the Seth and Colby Show? Then listen up. It will be assumed that you were at least 18 years of age when participating in the Seth and Colby Show. All references to persons, living or dead, are purely satirical and should not be taken as gospel. If you would like to participate in the Seth and Colby Show contest, then you must meet the criteria of the contest rules found online at Duo.com. Only one winner per household per 60 days. Friends, family, and co-workers of the staff of the Seth and Colby Show are not eligible to win prizes. Thanks, and have a great holiday from the lawyers at Duo.com.
What's up?
What's up?
How's it going, man?
Oh.
You know what I love?
What's that?
Is that we, like, prepare for, like, an hour. Maybe not we. Me, mainly, and I just fidget for, like, an hour before the show. And I don't even care that we have four drinks, like, right in the middle of the shot. It looks like we're having a show in the middle of McDonald's.
Oh, we are McDonald's.
The other thing is that they're all yours.
They are all mine.
You have a quarter drank McDonald's Coke, 3/4 drank liter of Mountain Dew, and an almost brand new liter of Crush, all on one table.
Oh.
From various times of the day.
That Mountain Dew's old.
It's not really old. I mean, does it still fizz? Okay, that one's gone. Don't do that to Don't do that to the McDonald's one, though, because it'd make quite a mess.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So what's up? I haven't seen you in a year. Just walked in the door, sat down, did this show, man.
I literally arrived 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, literally like 2 minutes ago. He's had all these drinks.
Yeah.
In that time.
Yep.
He's like, oh, I got three drinks,
I
man.
I was overprepared.
I don't know why you always show up with three drinks, but you do.
I just do.
And it drives me kind of crazy.
It's one thing that I just set out on my day to be like, hey, I'm going to come over with three drinks.
Yep.
Just chill.
I mean, I got in your car once and there's like just the whole back seat is filled with plastic bottles.
Oh, no. The back seat is just filled with so much un-God known where it came from. Just trash. Trash and more trash, garbage. I literally just go to dumpsters and take stuff out, put it in the back of my car, just to piss people off.
I feel like if we isolated what you just said, it would sound like the ramblings of a crazy person.
Trash. Trash.
Ungodly knows where trash bottles.
Me.
Homeless
crazy.
Man. Earlier we had a serious discussion about how to dispose of field goals. It just reminded me of that because, you know, we're seeing highlights of some game back in the early 90s where some team tore down the field goal when they beat, like, their rival or whatever.
Won some awesome championship.
Yeah. And I'm
what'd
like,
they do with that field goal?
What'd they do with that field goal?
Where'd it go?
I mean, how do they dispose of field goals? They have
they
a guy out there with
set
a hammer.
It on fire. I mean, it has
no,
to
it's,
be.
Well, and it's made of metal, so
and
that wouldn't gonna
work. It's going to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Where does it go?
There's probably some guy out there with a hammer just like swinging and trying to like break it up into pieces. And
welding torch.
But what would you like just weld it into pieces?
I would just cut it in half.
Like, I've got 900 cylinders that used to be a field goal here.
Anybody want that?
Yeah.
Can we recycle? Where do we turn this into?
You think there's some
the plane.
You think there's some rich guy who like bought a field goal that was game
and
used
just
has it in his house?
Yes.
I bet
yes.
So. There, we solved the problem.
I was driving up here, and I went past the Hartman Arena, and
yeah.
They have a wind turbine just chilling.
Yeah, a giant one.
A giant one. It wasn't on. It was just chilling there.
It powers. Well, it's not on. It, like, the wind has to blow it.
So there was no wind?
Apparently.
Yesterday?
They don't turn it
I
on.
I wanted to see it blow and move. And
it's supposed to power Hartman Arena.
It doesn't because it's not working.
Apparently,
it's not on.
What they said is that that wind turbine produces enough power to power all. Feel like I'm saying power a lot. To power all the power inside of Hartman Arena when it needs when it needs power during the times where there's not concerts when they need a lot of power. Only in the normal power hours. In the times where we
That's
need
Kanye.
Normal amount of powers. Remember what I called Kanye? Yay! Last
yay.
Night that was the best.
Man, what's up, yay? Con.
Yeah, so really, Colby's been up here since yesterday.
Yep.
Actually, about, oh, no, not about this time. This is when you woke up.
Yep.
But about, it's about 4 o'clock yesterday, and we kind of just hung out. And last night was a little insane. We did a 2-hour long show that I felt was like 10 minutes, but yep. We watched it this morning, and no, it was 2 hours long.
Yep.
filled with hilarity. And
more hilarious than anything ever created in the history of ever.
And because of my, how should I say this, level of focus, let's put it that way, I forgot to actually record the audio, so it's only video, so you'll have to buy it.
Yep.
You'll want to, though.
$15,000.
It'll be right around $30,000 million.
Yep.
Yeah, $1 billion.
Wouldn't it be funny if just some one crazy fan was like,
yeah, you know, okay. I think about that. I'm like, okay, so I can price videos at like $1.99 and hope 100 people buy it. Or I can price it at $1,000 and hope one person buys it. Which is more likely to happen?
Neither.
Yeah, honestly, no one's going to buy them, period. But
we can always hope.
I would really like for there to be one man. May I just put one out there for $1 million? But do you love us? Here's an episode. One-of-a-kind episode for $1 million.
You could own us if you gave us a million.
Yeah, if you gave us a million, we'll name the studio after you. We'll broadcast live from the guy who gave us $1 million studio.
And then we will also just... I would get a tattoo on my face with the guy's name on it.
Would you really?
I would, right across my forehead.
I don't know if that's worth it, man.
That's
$1 million.
Audio contract for $1 million for a tattoo on my face.
And that's after taxes. After taxes. Because we ain't going to get none of that $1 million and taxes takes a half of it. Because Colby's not tattooing some dude's name on his face for $500,000. That's not enough.
That's what I'm going to get out of that cut. Splitting it down the middle.
That's right.
I'm going to tattoo his name on your ass.
Why are you? You personally are doing that.
Yeah. With my eyes.
Ew. So you're going to get laser vision installed? I have $1 million. What's the first thing I'm going to do?
Laser vision.
Perfect.
That is my next invention. Right after I invent God.
What? Seriously, someone needs to take this show and just isolate the things you're saying. We need to listen to it. It's like,
they make no sense.
Trash.
You make
trash.
No sense.
I invented God.
What's that from?
What?
Your rhymes make no sense. Do you like Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
There's a video on YouTube of T-Pain and Kevin Hart getting in a rap battle in air quotes.
Okay.
And it's just funny. And T-Pain's actually doing really good at rapping. And then Kevin Hart's just saying the most random things out of nowhere. Like, this is one of his raps. Chest work. Bench press. Chicken nuggets, man. That's it. And then there's a crowd around him, so they just start going crazy because they think it's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Or it's good. It's a good rap.
Okay, whatever.
It's funny. That's where I got that from. Your rhymes make no sense.
And T-Pain says that, or Kevin Hart says
Kevin
that?
Kevin Hart.
Of course he does.
Of course he does.
I love Kevin Hart, actually.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
I love that he's short.
And hilarious.
Yes. He was in did you watch the NBA All-Star game last year?
Mm-hmm.
When he was the celebrity one, when he was in it? And, like, he got thrown out of the game for cussing.
Really?
Yeah, and he took his jersey off and he, like, threw it at the referee. And, like, Dwight Howard was the other team's coach. And he, like, walked right up to Dwight Howard, like, put his chest up against Dwight Howard. And his head comes up to, like, Dwight Howard's, like, boob level.
Ew.
And he's just, like, looking right up at him. And then at the VMAs, Dwight Howard gave him a jersey, an actual jersey that Dwight Howard would wear for the Lakers, and it like came down to his kneecaps.
Didn't he win like the most valuable player award for that game or something?
Who?
I saw his speech.
Kevin Hart? Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is just
funny.
Just terrible because he actually I don't think did that well in the game.
Well, I mean, he's like 5. I looked up his height one time. He's literally like 5'4" maybe.
Yeah.
He's so short.
Yeah. I would like to. Let's get him on the show.
Let's
get Kevin Hart on the show.
Call him up.
I don't have his number.
587-321-5855. I don't remember
what. 587-321-5855.
Let's see what happens. Thanks for calling, Kevin Hart.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
The number you have reached is not in service.
Darn it.
Oh, man, Kevin Hart changed his number on us. Man, that sucks.
Damn,
oh, well.
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart's, he's dodging us, man.
He
can't believe that. Can't believe that. How dare he?
What a douche.
Of course, maybe we get maybe Dwight Howard will email us because you know he listens.
He does.
Yeah, apparently.
We know Dwight Howard.
I
played basketball with him and beat him.
You did. I mean, you dunked over Dwight Howard.
I dunked over.
You ran up for an alley-oop that I threw
three times
with my foot because that's how good I am. I threw an alley-oop with my foot, and it went over Dwight Howard's head, and you jumped over Dwight Howard and dunked it in. And I think LeBron James was there, and you jumped over him at the same time. And then I think Michael Jordan was on the bench and he started crying because he'd never seen something so beautiful.
It was the most miraculous day of my life.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the next day was even better.
Just because I started poning on like Kobe.
Yeah.
Carmelo Anthony.
I was gonna change sports and be like, and you threw Cam Newton. Like actually threw him. Like as a touchdown pass. Go.
Oh man.
And Robert Griffin III caught him. And then you tackled Robert
Just
Griffin
a whole
III.
Bunch of quarterbacks.
Yeah. You had ran down the field faster than you threw Cam Newton and tackled Robert Griffin
Wow.
III. Yeah, no, it's an all-quarterback game. Yeah. Who
I'm
else?
I'm going to make a clip
I don't know
of
any other.
That.
I don't know any other quarterbacks except for the Mannings. And
Mannings.
What's that
Stupid
other guy?
Mannings.
The guy who looks like a mongoloid.
Romo?
Oh,
Roethlisberger?
Oh, Roethlisberger's got the beard. Did you
Brady.
See him in the Batman movie, Roethlisberger?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up with that?
What is up with that? Was it half Steelers, half Gotham? What was their name?
I think what it was is that the entire fake football team was the Steelers because they were in Pittsburgh.
Mm.
And I don't know how they divvied up who's on the winning team and who's on the not winning team.
Did anybody win? Because I'm pretty sure they all got blown up.
That one guy lived.
That one guy did.
That one guy lived.
He was like, yay! Oh. Where... Where'd the field that I just ran across go? Wasn't that there like a second ago? Why didn't anybody tell me? I just kept running.
Yeah, someone could have told me, like, stop the field. You're destroying the field. You're killing everyone.
Well, I mean, I guess the screams of the crowd were just changed from yay to, oh, God.
If that happened in real life, do you think the people in the stands would care more about their lives or the lives of the players?
I don't know. I think they would just stand in disbelief. I would run out of the stadium.
Like, what if we were watching it on TV? And let's say that half your fantasy football roster was Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
And they just got swallowed whole by the earth. Would you be more upset about your football league or that half the players got swallowed by the earth? And you're
well,
also
now that's just completely destroying the entire plot of Batman.
It's all
I mean,
about
if you're
fantasy
thinking
football.
About it, okay, Gotham City is a city, correct?
Yeah.
So it's got to be part of a state, and then the state's in a country, unless it's just.
Well, yeah, that's how the military and stuff got involved.
Yeah, like where were the people in like a different state? Like, okay, that should not be happening.
Yeah, I know.
We should probably call the military.
Maybe people were watching Monday Night Football on ABC, saw that happen. Also, you know what? It was in the middle of the day. Wasn't it in the middle of the day?
It was in the middle of the day.
No one plays a pro football game in the middle of the day. Am I right?
No.
It don't make no sense.
They definitely play in the middle of the day.
Do they really?
The game start on like...
But that's on the weekends.
One.
I guess we never had to... We guess we never had determined that it was a weekday.
We couldn't because they didn't give us any plot premise. They
that's true.
Went up and blew a football stadium up.
They did. How did? That's a lot of work to
That
blow
is
up
a lot of work. How
do
they get bombs into a...
I don't know. I feel like Bane being trapped in that hole for however long, I don't think he got a lot of bomb training down there. And then all of a sudden he comes to Gotham and he knows how to properly rig a stadium so only the field falls into the earth.
Yep. Not the rest of the stadium.
Yeah.
Which are probably held up by the same supports.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really make any sense at all. Maybe he built supports, extra supports.
Yeah.
He built extra supports.
Just to make sure the field blew up, not the stadium. He didn't want innocent people to get killed. Well, he did, because he killed him.
Yeah, he did. He killed a lot of football players. He killed Ben Roethlisberger, man.
Did he, though? Because was he on the field? Technically, he's a quarterback, and that was a kick return.
Well, that's true. He could have been on the sidelines. Did the sidelines fall into the earth, or was it just the field?
I thought it was just the field.
That is a lot of planning to just take out that 100 yards. That's a lot of work, because the coaches and everything then would have survived. I mean,
yep. Well, they would have been like, oh, God, where'd my
Then it's
team
probably
go?
Not that big of a deal that all those players died because they're probably not important ones. Because
nope.
It's just the return team and the kicking team. That's not a big deal. People don't even know most of their people's names.
No. Nope. Special teams.
Yeah. Who cares?
Who cares?
Especially dead now. Thanks a lot, Bane. What are we talking about?
I don't know. We're talking about Batman.
No, we're not. We're talking about killing football teams in Batman.
In Batman.
Which was like 1% of that movie.
Which is not real life. So, we're just living in a fantasy world.
You know, and another problem I have is that you think that Bane's tiny little detonator was really the thing that stopped that nuclear weapon? They have this giant multi-million dollar nuclear weapon, and it's controlled by an iPod. I mean, you think that's plausible?
Like, it wasn't even supposed to be a nuclear weapon.
That's right.
It was just like
it's an alternate energy source.
Yeah.
That if used incorrectly could destroy football fields across America. The AFL is laying in ruins.
I mean, that was a great movie.
It was. Although it's a little absurd now that I'm taking it out of context.
Absurd. Just like, we could just analyze this movie for 2 hours.
I feel like the first Batman well, not Batman Begins, the one in the middle, The Dark Knight. Mm-hmm. I feel like it wasn't as absurd.
It wasn't. Joker was more of a standard,
just crazy dude. Yeah,
criminal. Yeah, that's what I liked about
it. I think that it's kind of, I don't know.
Well, it was the last movie, so they got to hype it up in some way. Like, I don't know how you can take over basically Manhattan.
I just feel like
Gotham.
If you did take over, and they showed New York City like a million times in the end of the movie.
I believe
it
they
was
had
New
the
York
World Trade Centers being built in that movie.
You did.
At least
they
three
absolutely
times.
Did. I saw it. Yeah. They absolutely did. It was New York. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It was New York City. And I feel like if they destroyed the bridges and tunnels coming in and out of New York City, if we can just jump into some guy's hovel in Pakistan and shoot Osama in the face, I feel like we could do that in New York City.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something we could do.
I don't think bridges would necessarily, or no longer bridges or tunnels. It was just kind of...
We have submarines.
Now
we
that
have,
I'm thinking about it, it's just
jets.
Stupid.
Well, and why did he put the bomb in a truck and drive it around the city? I mean, there's estimate the number of buildings
that had
in Manhattan.
Safes.
Yeah. Or just
underground.
Just an empty room somewhere.
Yeah.
What are the chances of Batman finding the one building in Manhattan that has the bomb in it?
God.
But they got to drive it around because Batman don't have no tank or nothing. He's just Batman.
Yep.
You know,
he can't do anything.
They took away Morgan Freeman.
I think
Freeman.
It's a mixture of New York and Chicago, if you look at it, because Chicago has those bridges that they raised in the first one.
Okay.
Dark Knight, whenever they were like, the bridge and tunnel crowd are in for a surprise.
Yes, I do remember that.
That was definitely Chicago. And then it's a mixture of that plus...
That's weird. I wonder why they changed around the cities. I mean, I guess they didn't want to spend the money to make a new city.
Right.
I guess that kind of makes sense,
right.
But I don't know. It did kind of take me out of it that all of a sudden,
There's the World Trade Center.
We're in New York, that means that Washington, D.C., and like there's the president and stuff. And
why would you take over New York?
It just kind of changed.
Why'd they go after Gotham? What part is Gotham?
Yeah.
We need to read the comics.
Well, and it makes
Does
me...
Does that make any sense?
It also makes me wonder of the worldwide effect of this, because people in L.A. now know about the Batman.
Yep.
And so we have copycats in New York / Gotham. So doesn't every city with a population of over 100,000 people now have a Batman?
Why don't they tell those stories?
Yeah.
There's got to be some other rich dude somewhere.
Maybe they will. Maybe that'll be the spinoff.
Ooh.
Maybe we'll have, like, Bat-Dude.
Bat-Dude.
And he'll be like Batman, but in a suit, and he's in L.A. And he'll be, like, the guy who, like, beats up agents and
just
bad actors. Something. He goes to, like, hot dog stands and orders falafels and then gets pissed that they don't have him. Flows the hot dog stand over, because that's what L.A. cares about.
Yep. Falafels?
I don't know.
Anyways, so we're back.
We are.
From a year.
Yeah, yeah.
We're talking about Batman.
Well, I think that's what we left off
last
time we did a show.
Did we?
I don't know.
Probably
I feel like
not.
We talk about Batman a lot.
Batman's pretty cool.
I think we spent a long time talking about Inception.
Inception.
Inception before.
Inception.
So, I don't know.
My name's Sean Connery.
By the way, speaking of Inception, have you heard the theory that when Leonardo DiCaprio goes into that hovel in India or wherever it is... what's the name of it? It starts with an M. Whatever it is. You know, we're in Africa when he gets chased by all those peeps. And they put him to sleep for like 5 seconds in Inception. Meets the Indian guy for the first time. Goes downstairs.
Oh.
They put him to sleep.
Uh-huh.
Then he wakes up.
Mm-hmm.
Then he goes and spins the top.
Mm-hmm.
And a Japanese man walks in on him. He drops the top. Oh. My bad. Remember that?
Yes.
Some people say that he never woke up from that.
Really?
And that's why at the end of the movie, the top never stopped spinning because he had never woke up from that scene.
Huh.
Mind blown. 4 years too late.
That movie is not 4 years old.
Is it not?
No.
I think it's three.
2010.
No.
2010.
No way.
Look it up.
I'm looking it up. There ain't no way it's 2010, man.
2010.
There ain't no way.
2010.
I bet it's 2009.
Early 2010.
I bet it's late 2009.
Maybe 11. Probably not.
It is not 11.
It's 10.
I will bet my face.
It's 10.
It is not 2011. Hurry up, computer. This computer is 40 years old. That's why it's taken forever. Oh, back to our old ways of doing nothing. Inception, 2010. July 16th, 2010. Yeah, you win.
I deserve a prize.
Have you seen that picture of Tom Hardy with the tan line down the middle of his face?
No. Is it because of the Bane mask?
Because of the Bane mask.
That's hilarious. And he does not... Mm-mm. There's got to be some stunt double for Bane that also has that mask on. He doesn't look like Tom Hardy,
you think?
In most of that movie. Like, the only scene that he really looked
was the
like
one where
Tom
he didn't
Hardy
have his mask.
He didn't have his mask.
Well, did you hear... Was it glaringly obvious to you how bad his voice mix was?
Mm-hmm.
Like, was it really loud in your theater compared
really
to the rest?
It was really loud and so bassy you couldn't really understand him half the time.
Like, I know that they beefed it up because you couldn't really understand him earlier, so they remixed it to make his voice more noticeable. But, like, I feel like the movie was like this. Hey, Bane, I'm Batman. And then he comes in and he's like, hi, Batman! I was like, why is Bane yelling all the time?
I don't think it was like that.
I think it was exactly like that.
I don't think it was like that. It was more like, I don't know if I can do it.
Well, it's the equivalent of doing this. Here's most of the movie right at this level. And then Bane is randomly up here. And then someone else would talk right here. And then Bane's up here. That's what it's like. It's like it's just a little bit too loud compared to the rest of the movie.
I couldn't even understand him the entire movie.
I can understand him.
I was trying to listen hard, but I was just like, what?
Wouldn't that be awesome if in the Batman movie that's what Batman did?
Like, what'd you say?
You have 3 hours to save Gotham City.
Give me permission to cry? Why would I cry? Oh, you said die.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh.
Gotcha. You hitting it where?
Oh. You have pie?
Is it apple? I love apple pie. You got some apple? You want to have cookies,
damn it,
too?
I said die. Oh, it makes sense.
Oh,
now.
You said cry. Gotcha. Gotcha. I'm with you. Okay, so should we start the show?
Yeah.
We probably should.
Nah.
I don't know if we should.
No. Nope.
I mean, honestly, is it...
Let's just not.
Let's not start the show.
No. Nope.
Let's not do it. Because we don't need to start the show.
No, I'm just start the show.
No, starting the show is overrated.
Is it?
Yeah, because then we can't have discussions about Batman and stuff like that.
But we can have conversations about Batman while starting the show.
But then what makes the beginning of the show better than the rest of the show? The part that's not the show. I don't know what I'm saying.
I don't either. Are you going to start the show?
Start the show! All right.
Start it!
I guess I'll start the show.
Start it up!
Broadcasting live in high definition from Duo Studios in the rolling hills of Manhattan, Kansas.
It's the Seth and Colby Show!
Colby!
Where we mainly talk about
Joe.
Batman and pie!
Batman!
Pie!
Batman!
Featuring Seth Neiman.
I'm Seth and Colby's reckoning, and I destroy soccer fields because soccer really, really sucks.
Colby Newman.
I'm a rooster illusion.
And millions of listeners from around the world.
I don't know what that meant.
You catch that reference?
No.
Tropic Thunder?
No.
No?
No, I don't remember any roosters in that movie.
It's when... they finally come to rescue Ben Stiller from that compound.
Uh-huh.
And then the young, skinny guy goes up to him, and he's like, hey, we need to move. We need to move. You ready? Let's go. And then he's like, are you with us? And he's like, I'm a rooster illusion. And they're like, screw it. Let's go. And then pick him up. No. I'm alone in this.
Don't. I did watch Tropic Thunder like last week, but I only watched the first half.
Yeah.
Up until he killed the panda. Because I loved what he murders the panda. He's wearing the panda head on his
head. Killed a hooker. Okay. Well.
You killed Amanda. You shouldn't have learned her name. It doesn't matter what her name is. It always surprises me when I see Tom Cruise in that movie.
I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
I love it.
Anyway, we should continue with the opening of the show.
Okay.
So here's Charles to tell you some numbers.
You can call or text Seth and Colby from anywhere in America. 505-750-0304. You can email Seth and Colby from anywhere in the world. Email at SethandColby.com.
That's right. Our phone lines are open and whatnot, and you can call us immediately at 505-750-0304, as Charles just said. You can also text us because I don't answer phones. Unless you're really important. Or we want to make fun of you at that
exact
second.
It would be really important.
Your mom.
Okay, so if my mom calls in right now, we can answer that phone call.
We will answer the phone.
Up?
We will answer it if your mom calls.
What's up, Mom?
Yep.
What's going on? You just doing stuff? That's cool.
Is that
you know what's really funny?
Is that your mom voice?
This is probably how I sounded like 4 years ago.
It is, yeah.
That's exactly how I sounded.
It's funny because we'll all go back and listen to the old shows just
you
to,
know,
you know,
I was
see
thinking
what
about
it was like. And
just doing this entire show in like some weird accent. Just the entire time. Just changed my voice.
It's never
up.
Too late to do
like
that.
Like a year changed that. Like, I just changed. I was like, hey, guys, what's up?
You sound like AJ on the show.
God.
Is that the idea?
AJ. Hey,
remember that when you talked to that stupid accent?
Do you lick a butthole?
Yeah.
I do you lick a butthole.
He did that. God, that was the worst.
That was the worst.
That was the
worst.
That
was the most awkward show ever, because me and Colton were just stuck there with AJ, and we didn't.
That's the one where I called in from South Carolina, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember AJ specifically goes, why did you hang up on that gentleman? It's like, who says things like that? Hang up on that gentleman.
A very, very weird, weird, strange, deluded, convalescent.
You're just making up words. I saw it in your person. Eyes. You're like, I'm out of words.
Yeah. Just staring up.
I'm out of words.
Trying to think about it.
Soundboard.
It didn't
microphone
work.
Type
Mike,
of
Beatles.
Speaker guy.
Speaker. Nutrition.
Nutrition. Does it really say
facts.
Nutrition on the back of that?
Nutrition facts.
That's stupid.
Why
does it say nutrition? There's nothing
no
nutritious
juice.
About pop.
No.
Should say like
you know,
fat
the reason
facts.
Why I wanted to drink this was to, you know, kind of wake up a little bit. But you know what I just noticed?
What?
This has no caffeine.
Yeah, it's Crush has no caffeine.
That is the dumbest thing ever.
Wait,
get out of here. I don't even want you.
Okay, we've slowly gone to only one bottle. And it's not a bottle.
It's not a bottle.
It's not a glass. What's that called? A cup.
It's a cup.
I couldn't remember the word cup.
A plastic cup.
Yep.
And you called it a bottle.
Okay, convalescent.
That's a real word.
I don't think it is.
I just used it in the wrong context.
I think that is a word.
Convalescent.
What's it mean?
Someone text/call telling me what that definition is.
If you call and you say it's a real word or text, I'm not reading it.
It is a real
word. Oh, we just got a text. It says, not a word.
Convalescent. Oh, I've read it /seen it/ probably made it up.
Yeah, I thought so. So, what have you done for the last year?
What have I done for the last year? I went to the moon.
Okay, what was that like?
Oh, it was cold.
Did you see anybody there? Any family or friends?
Just the dude's face, you know, that's always printed on the moon for
oh, yeah.
some random reason. Talked to him for a little bit. He was pretty cool.
Yeah, I wondered why he was moving the other night. It must have been because you were on the moon.
I was on the moon.
Yep.
And then I also went to the moon and visited that Curiosity robot.
That's Mars.
Mars.
Yeah.
I said moon again. Yep. I meant Mars.
Did you mean Mars the whole time?
No.
Okay.
First time I meant moon, then I was going to go to Mars. Then I made my way to Jupiter, but
oh,
you
did
know,
you?
That's made of gas, so I really
yeah,
just
I mean, there's not really a floor there
bit.
Of any type.
Kind
of fell through the planet. Like,
on a more serious note,
yes.
I went to the center of the Earth.
Oh, yeah. Was it cold?
And it was really hot down
was
there.
Was it? Okay.
I kind of burnt up a
tan.
Little bit.
I heard that's where Antonio also goes
that's
to get
where,
his tans.
Yeah. You know, you go like 20,000 feet into the center of the Earth. It's where the best tanning salon is. Tan.
Is the Earth really
Earth,
only 20,000 feet thick?
I don't
feel
know,
like
man.
It's more than
I
that.
I just thought of a big number.
Okay.
Anyways.
Yeah.
I quit ITT Tech because that school, I was talking
Were you
mad,
in
like,
that school the
yeah,
last show
I
did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was about to start it last show and
so now you quit.
I was just like, this place is awesome because you can major in like graphic design, architecture, civil, all these different fields of random things. Is it a real word?
Convalescence. The gradual recovery of health and strength after illness.
Real word.
You have never seen
Used
that word
completely
in your life.
Wrong, but a real word.
You've never seen that word.
I was hyping up ITT so much because you could major in all these different things. And I actually started the school, and right when I started, they stopped doing all the
stuff you wanted
different ones. They completely stopped graphic design, made it a different degree, which they didn't offer at the campus in Wichita, and then put me in the architecture one.
Did you get your money back or anything?
No.
That sucks.
Yes.
I feel like that shouldn't be.
So I quit that stupid school. Got a job. Moved to a different school, and I'm still living at home, and I want to move out.
Last night when we were doing our special show, I yelled at Colby, move up here!
Move up here.
Like, I yelled at him.
A lot.
Yelled.
You only caught the ending part of that, but you did have a conversation for a good, 5 minutes of just about the possibilities of me moving up.
Did I really?
Yep.
I don't remember that.
I recall. It's recorded, so...
That's true.
Pay $1,000.
No, it's not $1,000. It's $30,000.
Ah, $30,000.
$30,000.
Correction, $1 million.
It's $1 billion now.
$1 billion.
$1 billion. If you pay $1 billion, I will tattoo your name on me. In fact, I will body skin myself to be you.
Pigment augmentation. Yeah. You could become somebody's clone. That's a better idea.
And I would take bullets and stuff for you.
Get plastic surgery, skin pigmentation, changing my face, voice changing box thing.
Like
I will
Impossible.
Become you for $1 billion.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you want.
Yeah.
I could do different things. I'll be your clone. I'll go do the dirty work, say school.
Of course, if we do
work.
All this, how are we gonna have time to spend the money?
Don't do all that stuff. We just say we're going to, and then they give us the money, and then we can run away.
Like a hitman?
Yeah.
Just kill them. Just kill the dude.
Why don't we just kill somebody and steal their money then? That's a lot easier.
Because we don't have the money initially to hire the hitman.
Well, we could just
do
it.
You think a hitman would work on good faith that we'd pay him?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think hitmen do that.
I'm trying to think
so here's the deal, Mr. Killer. We want you to kill someone that has $1 billion. We can't pay you yet, but after you kill him and take his money, we'll give you some of that.
Also, why would he need us?
That's a good question.
Why would he need us?
Ah. We're the idea guys. That's why he needs us.
Yeah. We'll plan it.
Yeah.
And he'll just have to do it because we don't want to go to jail.
And we won't plan.
Screw that.
We won't plan anything.
Nope. We'll just be like, hey, he lives here.
We'll give you more money if you plan it. So we'll essentially, we're asking you to do all the work and then just give us money for no reason.
Yep.
Because we called you. You think there's a good chance of us just calling a billionaire and be like, can we have some money, please? Just like seeing if they give us some?
I don't know why more people just don't do that.
Let's just
find random phone numbers out of the phone books.
Millionaires.
We'd have to find some list of million billionaires.
I'm sure that's not hard to do. There's a magazine called Forbes 400. We can just get that and just call them.
Be like, hey, so I have cancer, herpes,
immediately
AIDS.
Lie.
I have a whole bunch of different diseases that I really needed to get taken care of here, and I was just wondering, do you want to give me your money? Yeah? Okay.
That sounds great. Here's my mailing address.
Please send me a check for $1 trillion.
I feel like that's not actually going to ever happen.
It will.
No.
Yep.
I don't think it will.
I'm going to make it happen.
Well, that would be awesome.
I'm going to stab somebody in the neck.
Maybe we call someone and we just say that we were hurt by whatever they make. So, let's call up a guy who owns trains, be like, your train ran me over. I want $1 million.
Train ran me over.
Maybe a train wasn't the best one I could have picked because, it'd probably die from a train. But maybe it nicked my toe.
Scamming people.
Yeah, could do that.
Scam everybody.
Who are we going to scam first?
You've got to
pick someone.
Well,
I mean, your grandfather would probably be the first person we should really go after.
I was going to go after Chris.
Who's Chris? Her?
Yep.
She's not that rich.
So, we'll start slow. Build our way up.
I feel like we're only going to do it successfully maybe once, if
maybe
at
once.
All.
I feel like we can be really good at this. We just need to think of a possibility of how we could do that.
Yeah.
I don't know how we scam
I don't know.
People. Hey, here's a product that you can buy. It ships in
Let's go
about
door
a
to
year.
Door and sell gasoline.
You want this? I'll siphon it.
I know how to count, man. I can count gas.
Oh,
the gas is just ruining the interior of my car.
I miss that show.
It's a great. You could watch it.
I haven't seen it in so long.
And you've got the benefit of missing last season, so you could actually watch it, and it'd be new to you.
Ugh.
Yep.
God.
Let's take our first commercial break.
Let's take that break,
and then you can get some caffeine.
Where is caffeine?
I don't know.
There's no caffeine.
There's lots of caffeine in the fridge because I have lots of pop from last night. It's also Dos Equis.
Plus, they are non-caffeinated.
No, they're caffeinated.
The bull.
What do you mean they're bull. Caffeinated? It's Coke.
Bull.
They are all caffeinated.
Maybe.
Definitely.
I'd bet money they're not.
Well, you would be wrong.
Really?
Yes, they're most definitely caffeinated.
Damn.
And also turn on the air conditioner.
Damn.
Because it's getting kind of hot.
It is getting kind of hot.
I don't know what's up with that.
I think it's these lights, man.
No, these lights don't generate much heat. I left them on all day once and felt around them, and they weren't very hot.
You don't know that.
I do, because I was worried that they were going to make everything on my walls combust because they're so large.
Beck poster just turns into flames.
Yeah. I was really worried about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walls catch on fire.
They could.
No.
People's houses burn down all the time. They all have the walls.
Time. Do they?
Yeah.
Sure.
No. Actually, I'm not. I made
they're
that
made
up.
They're made it up.
Yep. I made that up.
Flammable.
Okay, we're going to break.
Gasoline.
We're going to break.
Made out of gas.
They broke Wheezy out of jail. Seth and Colby.
See why you need to watch It's Always Sunny more?
I swear to God, I've seen that episode, though.
Yeah,
right?
You have. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, man, that was so funny.
When she's an ostrich.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they continually add feathers to her at every flashback. Like, she's normal, then she has a little bit of feathers. Then she has bright yellow feathers. Then she has feathers and a fake beak. Then she's a full-blown ostrich. And she makes those noises. And the funniest part about that is that my parents now have chickens.
They have chickens?
They have chickens. And the other day, there was one just in the garage of their house. And the chicken made the exact noise of that ostrich. Exactly. It just walks around its mouth open and goes... And I just lost it.
Oh,
it was
man.
The funniest thing I've ever seen.
I bet. Oh, God. That would be funny.
Birds just crack me up.
Birds.
Birds are fun with their tiny little legs. Just like...
I think that action was funnier than what's going to be communicated on audio.
There's not a lot of birds in, like, sports teams and stuff. I think that's because they're comedic. Like the Orioles? Are you scared to play the Orioles?
No.
No one's scared to play the Orioles.
No.
The Ravens?
Yeah.
What's with Baltimore and birds?
Baltimore.
What's up with that?
Arizona Cardinals.
Well, a lot of... But baseball's kind of womanly anyway, so...
That's a football team, bro.
No, it's not.
Yep.
No.
Professional football team.
Which who?
Arizona Cardinals.
No, it's not. That
bet
is,
money.
That's baseball, man.
Bet money.
It's gotta be baseball.
Bet money. Let me get my score center pulled up here. Yeah, ESPN.
Bringing out the app.
What's up? Let's see.
Arizona Cardinals.
Who do they play? They play New England.
The Arizona. Patriots?
Arizona. What does that bird look like to you? That's a cardinal.
It looks like a falcon.
Nope. That's Atlanta.
Jaguar?
I can't. They don't actually say cardinal, but I know it's cardinal.
Well, I believe you.
Don't doubt me.
I mean, I didn't.
Don't doubt it.
I didn't even think Arizona had a team,
they
so.
Do they do.
Is that. Are they good at
no.
all?
They're like. The Seahawks? That's another bird name.
There you go. St. Louis Cardinals are baseball. Arizona Cardinals.
I gotcha. Yeah. I thought I was about to sound dumb.
I would care.
You.
I would care more.
It was you.
But I don't care about baseball at all.
Nah.
Just do not care. Yeah, unless I'm hit in the face with one, I don't care at all about it.
Did I ever tell you about the story I was hit in the face with a faceball? Faceball?
No, I would love. First of all, I'd love to know what a faceball is because I don't know that. And
well,
then
it's a baseball that turns in your face once it hits you really hard.
Like it's a ball that comes at you, and as it approaches, you see a face on it going as it comes towards you. That's what a faceball is.
I just dribbled on myself.
Yeah, smooth. Do you know how to drink, man?
Anyways, I was like six, and I was playing t-ball, and we just lost. We just lost, and so I go home, and me and my dad are throwing the baseball in the backyard. And then I throw it way too far, so he has to go get it. And then he's like, hey, pop fly to a six-year-old. Really high in the air.
Oh, I do remember this story.
And my glove's like right here in front of my face, but it just skims the top of it. And
just hits you right in the face.
Nails me right in the eyebrow. I pass out. I wake up in my garage bleeding. I'm crying. Wah! Get taken to the emergency room. Had to have stitches.
I'm pretty sure you've told this story
before. It smelled bad.
You may have even told it on this show.
It smelled.
Why'd you
I might have.
Why'd you smell it?
It was up here. They had the glue that they used to close up the wound.
I was like, my wound smells horrible!
The wafting of
figure out why your wound smelled, while you were smelling it.
There was AIDS.
Just like...
Lots and lots of
AIDS. Yeah, it smells good. Yeah. So, What else has happened to you over the last year? Let me see, any good movies? Any good CDs? Loves? Losses? Gains? Lottery wins?
Nothing. It's so depressing how life is now. It's just the same old boring crap that it was. Well, never. Now it's just boring.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Going to school, have a lot of homework.
Yeah, well, you're
go
busy.
To work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't have free time to do anything other than just watch movies and TV and read.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's lame.
Well, you know, that's why we do one show a year.
One show a year. It needs to be moved up to, like, one show a day.
That's a pretty big jump.
A day.
From a year to daily.
Every hour we'll do a different show for 5 minutes.
That would be fine with me. You'd have to move here to do that, though.
How could we do that? I don't think we could do that.
So, you told me last night, uh-huh, for you to move here, we have to convince your mom.
Well,
what if we make your mom move up here?
Yeah. Why don't we just move out of Wichita and just come up here?
Yeah. There's a great, ooh, medical community up here. It's, yeah, great.
And she's getting tired of her job.
Yeah. I
and
think
my
that's
dad
what we should
could
do.
Use a change of
scenery. I could get your job a dad or your dad a job at GTM.
What
just
could he
just
do?
Get him, I don't know.
Cost estimating.
We'll just make him, no, we'll make him like a janitor. Who cares?
He'll be the mascot. We'll dress him up in some different cheerleading outfits.
He'll be the model.
For the women, too.
Yeah, for the women.
Oh, man.
Exclusively for the women.
That'd be funny.
Hey, women, it's Steve, the cheerleader.
And he'd be like, hey, buy our
I'm
stuff.
I'm going to go play some golf.
Yeah. Good golf now. Can I golf? Is this ad over? Okay.
When all the pictures we take of him could be of him and his Mustang wearing a cheer outfit.
Yeah.
He'd be in a cheer uniform sitting in his Mustang.
Dude, why don't we just do that? Let's create some really stupid, just old, depressing person that doesn't even want to be in the ad, in an ad.
Yeah.
But it is the ad because we planned it that way.
Yeah. That people would probably fun. Think that that's like really progressive artwork or something.
Yeah.
Really, it's just really
yeah.
stupid an idea.
It's just really stupid.
You think most of the progressive artwork comes up something being really stupid and
probably.
People are just like, let's just do it because we're lazy.
Like this, let's go with the farthest left poster over here. I see a robot shooting lasers out of its arms
yeah.
while walking on some letters in a city.
Yep. Bet that took like 10 minutes to make.
Yeah.
Probably
like what? Why were they like, hey, you know what we want for this poster? We are going to be like, robot.
Yep.
Robot.
I think that
What's
the
for?
Well, it's for a musician's tour, and the name of the tour is the Rise of the Robots Tour.
Ooh, that
so
makes kind of
it does
sense.
Kind of have some sense.
Yeah, there would be no real sense in having an old guy dressed in cheerleading outfits advertising for a sports
manufacturer. Well, let's just call it. No, let's just say
company.
That like it's for this new man in a cheerleading outfit collection. Just do that.
So just start a new trend of cheerleaders that are men,
yeah.
really hairy and really tiny, skimpy, two piece cheerleading outfits.
I didn't even know about the
beer
hairy.
Cut.
The hairy
out.
Part I didn't realize was part of it.
You're bloating about your chest hair over here, big
bloating.
Man. Gloating.
I'm bloating about it.
Bloating. God, I'm stupid.
And I was going to, besides this, I'm going to shave.
I'm stupid.
Because I shaved the hair off my foot today because
yeah.
I have giant hobbit-like hair feet, and I think my feet look really sexy now. Look at them.
Just like super sexy.
Like smooth as a baby's foot.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I think I'm going to shave my whole body.
No.
I shaved everything.
You're going to do that and then take a naked picture of yourself and send
and
it
gonna,
my way.
And I'm going to send it right to you.
I'm going
to
be like, ooh, sexy.
And then you're going to show it to your mom and be like, this is why you got to move, Mom.
So we can have more of this.
Yeah, we got to be closer to that radiance.
Oh, man. That would be gross.
Well, you know, I don't know why we didn't think of this before. You know, instead of your dad maybe being the model, your mom would probably be more suitable because she is a woman.
Yeah.
So maybe your dad could get a job being lame and boring up here, and your mom could get a job at GTM being something not lame.
Not lame.
Like my personal assistant. Problem is that she would probably make less money being my personal assistant.
Probably, yeah.
Probably a lot less money.
She would need a little bit more money.
Probably like minimum wage would be what she'd get paid.
That would just be terrible.
Or she wouldn't be paid at all. She might be an intern. I'll be honest. She might be an unpaid
She'd
intern.
She'd be fired in 5 minutes.
I'd probably fire her, yeah.
Yep.
I would hate to be my assistant. That'd be the worst job ever. Because it'd be just like, as soon as you sat down, I'd want something. And then I'd forget what I wanted you to get after that until you sat down again.
I feel like I might know exactly how that was like.
Yeah, because you just did that.
I did.
Like I said, you're about to sit down. I go, right before you sit down, press record over there.
Hey, record.
And then you sat down.
Air conditioner. Wait, wait. Pop. Button.
That's right. I've done it twice already.
Click.
Since the show started, I did it before the show and then during the commercial break. I got to think of what you should do during the next commercial break then.
What should I do?
I don't know. To think of something cool. Sweep.
Sweep?
Yeah, you want to sweep?
I want to sweep your carpet.
I have tile linoleum in the kitchen and in the bathroom. You could sweep.
You want me to sweep that?
I want you to sweep
what
it.
What stuff's there to sweep? Do you have dogs? Cats?
Yep, I do.
Mixed hair?
And dinosaurs.
Fossil fuel?
Batteries. Love it when you make yourself laugh.
Fossil fuel? Where did that come from?
Oh, no.
You said, didn't you say dinosaur?
I did, yeah.
And then I went with fossil.
Well, it's because fossils come from dinosaurs.
Right.
Fuel is...
I think that's how I'm going to make the connection in my brain, but...
I don't think that's how it happened. You're thinking of fossil fuels.
You remember all those times on my old show whenever I drank Red Bull and everybody was like, oh my God, Colby's so funny when he's on Red Bull because he's so retarded.
Yes.
It wasn't really necessarily the Red Bull that made me retarded. I feel it was the me being tired part. And I'm pretty tired right now because I did not get good sleep at all last night. We had some crazy debauchery going on. And then I woke up at like 9, which is early.
Yeah, I don't know why you woke up at 9.
I don't know, man. You walked out. I walked out. We woke up. One brain. What's up?
It's true.
Yep.
Except I
think it's just the
baby.
Tiredness that makes me retarded because...
What's that light on your headphones? What is that? Because it's just... I can't stop staring at it. Don't spit it all over.
It's the on button. You flick it off, then it turns off. Now I can't hear myself. This is really weird.
Why aren't your headphones just always on?
Can't hear a thing. It has noise canceling or something like that. Like extra noise canceling that requires a battery.
Can you hear this?
Yes.
Well, then it doesn't work.
Well, it's on now. So it, I hear you through the microphone.
Okay, well, what about this?
Now can you hear me?
Could you hear me?
Because it's coming off my microphone.
Okay, well, mute everything.
Yes.
Did you hear me? Well, yeah, then you're a liar.
Well, you also are yelling. No, I did not.
That's because I didn't say anything.
Okay. I don't think anybody else knows what's going on.
They probably don't. Who cares?
They're like, mute. What? Huh? Did they disappear? Where'd they go? Oh, now they're
We're going to disappear. Here we go. We're back.
Nope.
What's really funny is that I muted it. And we didn't say anything.
No.
So we could literally just be like, we disappeared. Now we're back. And I didn't mute it that time. And it's the same thing because we don't speak when we mute.
But I feel like it's more quiet. There's air.
You disappeared.
Did I just?
You did for a second. Oh, he's gone. Oh, he's back. No, he's gone again.
Teardrop.
What?
I'm looking at your Coldplay album. I don't know. It's coming out of nowhere, man.
Oh,
it's coming out of nowhere.
Yeah.
What you been doing for the past year, Seth?
I've been doing the same thing I've always been doing. I have the same job, same house. That's it.
What? Name one miraculous thing that's happened in the past year.
One miraculous thing.
Kind of just something that stands out bigger. I will think as well.
A year is a long time.
I can't think either. Let's see.
I feel like a lot of stuff should have happened in the 13 months that we've not done a show.
I don't think anything has.
But then I can't really think of anything miraculous that happened.
God, I got this stupid job.
That's true.
Definitely something that's changed.
Well, see, my life hasn't really changed at all. Like, I still have the same job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to college.
No.
So, you know.
College is pointless. I hate college.
But you gotta go, man. You gotta get that degree.
It's the stupidest thing. Yeah, that's the only thing college is good for, is that stupid piece of paper.
That's right, yeah.
And it's dumb.
Yeah.
Because all the classes I'm taking now give it their introductory courses, but still are completely and utterly pointless for the degree that I'm going for.
Well, what's the end game with your college? Like, when you graduate in, what, 10 years because you're not taking a full class load? Like, what do you do
then?
Bachelor's
degree in graphic design.
Okay, and then what?
It. Then I get a job at Sullivan, Hidgeson, and Sink.
Okay.
And I work there until I die.
Okay.
Okay. That's going to be my life. Just witness that.
All right.
A minute. God. There's got to be something better to do. Something better. You know what I've been recently wanting to do?
What?
Like... get some sort of army. Okay?
Okay, I'm with you.
So just start an uprising with a whole bunch of military. I'm talking tanks and Air Force and Navy. Not like extreme as to, say, the U.S. government, but big enough to take over, say, a little country down in South Africa or something like that.
Okay. A country in a country.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Then South Africa is a continent, homie.
No, Africa is a continent. South Africa is
South America.
Okay.
I meant South America.
You weren't saying South America. That's what, like when you said moon instead of Mars, and you said South Africa.
God.
Look at this globe. Here's North America, South America, Africa, South Africa, Asia, South Asia, Australia, and North Australia.
Anyway,
South Antarctica.
Okay, so get this army together, right?
South Europe.
Just go down to some random country. Could be in Africa.
Okay.
Could be in South America.
Could be in South America.
I don't know. I just want some land. So okay. I'm going to steal some land from some really poor, terrible country that hasn't really provided anything to the entire world.
Why don't you take an island instead?
Because I want, like, land.
But, like, where in South Africa are you going to... You made me say South Africa now, too. South America, are you going to go? Because I feel like every place in South America that doesn't suck is already really populated.
Brazil.
But that's really populated.
I don't care.
I thought
Hence
you just
my
said
army.
Poor and terrible.
Brazil is probably poorer than where we are right now. So in that case...
That might be true. I don't
really
know.
They have a lot of land. That country is gigantic, and yet...
You're going to have to kill a lot of people.
Yeah. I'm talking mass murder, genocide. I just want your land, and then I'm going to start my own government. Just completely different than anything that's ever been seen before. Just completely changed.
Okay.
No money, nothing like that exists. Everybody gets everything for free.
So what you're going to do...
It's basically a socialist society.
So you're going to go to Brazil, slaughter hundreds of millions of people,
yep,
and start a communist country.
Yep.
Okay, Kim Jong-il. Sounds great.
That's my plan.
What's the purpose of this? How did we even get on to this exactly?
I don't know. I want to do that sometime. I mean, that would be a change that the world would see, you know?
Yeah, the world would take notice
like,
of that
slaughter.
I would
be the next Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, and you would also be immediately killed by the government.
Bull.
Well, that's true.
I would have
if you destroyed all the if you destroyed
all,
it, all the roads and bridges like
I
Bane,
just,
they couldn't get to you anymore.
I'm just gonna bomb some people. Just bomb, and more bombs.
Okay, so how are you gonna get
gonna
the
die.
Capital to do this feat?
I'm gonna steal everything.
Okay, so you've got to learn how to be a master thief.
Mm-hmm.
So here's your life plan. You're going to college for 10 years, get your bachelor's in graphic design.
Right.
Somewhere in that 10 years, or maybe for a few years after, you're going to learn to be a master thief.
And build bombs.
And a bomb maker.
A bomb maker, a thief, a murderer.
And a basket weaver.
Yes.
Okay. And
basket weaver.
You're going to learn all these skills and, yep, everything that you've got. You're going to make some really ornate baskets, put bombs in them,
mm-hmm,
ship them to Brazil. Every person in Brazil is going to get one.
Right.
They're all going to simultaneously explode.
Right.
And right after the ensuing explosion, you're going to walk in and declare
this as
Colby Numia as a communist state.
As a new country on the face of planet Earth, yes.
Gotcha. And then you expect to not be slaughtered.
Yep.
Okay.
Because I will have sent baskets to different government officials, say in the U.S. and different countries and so forth. And then if they threaten me, I'm just going to blow them up.
Gotcha.
And they won't know it because it's a basket.
Can we make it like the Avengers, but for bad people? Like in your country, all the other dictators can come on vacation?
Absolutely. Yes. Who's a dictator nowadays?
Fidel Castro.
Kim Jong-il's dead. I swear to God, he was dead.
No, he's still
Castro's
alive.
Still alive?
Castro will never die.
Okay.
Queen Elizabeth.
Well, so Castro. Queen Elizabeth. Okay.
She's a dictator.
Other than that... Mussolini's dead.
Yeah, Mussolini's
dead. Hitler's dead.
Yep.
Stalin's dead.
Well, there's a lot of Arabs in those countries that I think are dictators.
Bin Laden's dead.
None of us know how to say their names.
Saddam's dead.
So.
I mean, there's just nobody I can hang out with anymore. Like, God.
You have to make some new dictators.
I am a terrorist.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
You know, it'd be funny.
Did you see that movie?
Yes, and it was the worst piece of.
Really? You didn't like it?
Ever seen.
I thought it was pretty good.
Oh, my God.
You didn't like the fact when that lady came in and started beating him up with her boobs?
Then again, that was comedy gold. I didn't even pay attention to that movie. Oh. After the first 20 minutes, I was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And I just tuned it out.
You didn't laugh when Katy Perry insinuated Katy Perry had slept with him?
No.
You didn't what? You didn't like the joke where they changed some words to Aladdin? And so, like,
that was dumb.
So, like, some signs, like, said,
Aladdin
come in, we're Aladdin, and...
Yep.
Like,
made things very confusing.
I have some, like, he's in the doctor's office, like, I have some Aladdin news. You are HIV Aladdin.
Then he was like...
Yeah, see, you remember, and you tell me that's not funny? In the first 20 minutes, I didn't catch your interest. Are you kidding me?
God, I don't know
what
it is.
That was a great gag.
Sacha Baron Cohen's going down the road of Will Ferrell. And Jack Black.
I think... Jack, you don't like Jack Black?
And Adam Sandler.
Well, that Adam Sandler's been on... He's the king of the road, I think.
Yep, yep, yep.
You don't like Jack Black?
Not anymore, no.
What's Jack Black done to you?
He is stupid.
Did you see him in The Muppets? Did you watch The Muppets?
I did watch The Muppets, and I wanted to shoot myself in the face.
Why? I love The Muppets.
The new Muppets with Jason Segel?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was terrible. That was the worst thing I've ever seen.
You kidding me?
That was so dumb. Like, it was ridiculous. You liked that movie. What'd you like about it?
The Muppet
what
parts.
What specifically did you like about that movie?
The bear?
Singing?
The bear?
Did you like the singing?
The singing I could...
The singing you could do
I
without?
Could really.
Because that was the entire movie of them singing.
The Man in the Muppet song was pretty good.
Muppets are dead to me.
They're making another one. Muppets 2.
Great.
Yep.
I'm going to take every single film that has been shipped to the theaters in Kansas.
And you build a basket and you're going to put a bomb inside and ship it to the Muppet Theater.
I'm just really in a hateful mood.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I want you to present to me a movie that you like.
Okay.
Because it sounds like every movie that came out in the last year you hate.
Okay, I can do that.
That's not Batman, because we've already talked about Batman for like 30 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll take our second
break.
And
you are a break.
I am a break.
Get out of here, break. Start yourself.
Duo.com. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
I'm breaking and entering here. Oh, look at this. Look at this place. It's awful. It's like a douchebag museum. It's like we stepped inside the mind of an asshole.
Shit, man. He's got a foosball tape.
Dale, don't touch anything. What are you doing? Get your hands off that.
Fingerprints.
Yeah, fingerprints.
Oh, my God. We should be wearing gloves.
We don't have... Oh, here. I know. Use your sleeves. Use your sleeves.
What? What are you using for gloves?
Yeah.
Come on.
I can see my fingerprints from here. This is no good.
What do we do? What's the plan?
We're here to get some intel.
Intel?
Yeah, short for intelligence.
I know what it stands for. Then why did you ask?
Why are we talking about this? Let's split up.
Right. Let's in and out, in and out. We'll find something good.
Split up.
And we're in and out of here.
Stop chatting and start looking.
We're committing a crime. This is a crime.
Whoa.
Nick.
Yeah.
Now this would count as intel, right?
Holy shit, that's a lot of cocaine.
Have you ever seen this much cocaine in your life? That's gotta be worth, what, 10, 15,000? Oh, I blew it. I blew that, didn't I?
Don't inhale.
Grab the box and I'll scoop it in.
I really don't want to touch it. I don't have sleep gloves.
Yeah, get something to... scoop it in.
So bitter.
Big scoop.
All right, let me try this. Look out, let me try this.
Yeah, that better
watch
work.
Watch out. There you go.
I don't know.
Go slow.
Get on the couch. Stop helping.
You probably should have emptied the dustbuster first.
Is that what you think?
I was thinking that. On account of the dust. Get a sifter or a
colander.
Colander would be good. And I'll start picking. I feel like everything's gonna work out, you know? Cause I'm like a machine, you know? Look how fast I'm picking out the scrap, you know? I'm moving like super fast. I can't even feel my nose.
Can I get in here? Do you wanna know what's weird? Yeah. That I feel like I should be panicking right now. And I am a little bit, but it's in a very, very good way.
Yeah, but you're not,
right? It's a good kind of panic. It's like I feel like I wanna die right now, but I also feel very, very, very good.
Yeah. Hey! What are you guys doing?
Nothing. But, you know, before we go, I just want to take one more quick dump.
Take a quick dump and I'm going to do push-ups because I got to get fit.
What the hell have you guys done?
I'm feeling good, dude. You want to help me clean? Like, we bond over this. This is like friendship stuff. We broke into someone's house, man, and it's like kind of the most amazing experience of my life. We broke into a man's house,
Dale,
and suddenly I'm like an expert at sifting cocaine. It's amazing, dude. Come here and help me with this.
Colby had 5 sandwiches before the show. Seth and Colby.
I just remembered, I don't know why I didn't think of this before, what sandwiches meant.
Yeah.
Like, I put that in there because I was like, oh, Colby enjoys sandwiches.
Yeah.
And then I just now remembered that sandwiches was a code word.
Yep. I forgot about that.
Yep, I did too. So there we go. But anyway, welcome back to Seth and Colby Show.
Welcome.
We should probably, like, play this thingy.
You can call or text Seth and Colby from anywhere in America, 505-750-0304. You can email Seth and Colby from anywhere in the world, email at SethandColby.com.
There you go. So make sure you call and text us and email us, and I'll probably not read them because I'm not really paying attention. But you can feel free to do so anyway. We've got some great information, mainly 2 text messages proving that I'm wrong and Colby's right, even though he thought South Africa was a continent. Which I don't know how that's possible, but that's how life is turning out for me right now.
I thought I said America.
You also thought you said Mars.
Yep.
You said the moon.
I just can't even pay attention to the words coming out of my mouth.
No one can.
They just fall out.
They just... So, did you think of a movie that you like? I know you didn't because I was out there with you the whole time during the break and we didn't talk about it. I think the one thing we said that was show related was, you didn't like the Muppets?
Yeah.
Like, the Muppets was stupid.
The Avengers was definitely good.
Oh, yeah, the Avengers came out.
It was the best movie ever on the face of the planet.
Do you like the Avengers or the Dark Knight Rises better?
I can't. No, that's not even a question.
It is a question.
It's not an answerable
question. You have to pick. You have to pick one.
I would probably have to go with the Avengers because it makes more sense to me.
Especially after our earlier discussion.
Yeah.
Why is it that the Avengers makes more sense in this world than Batman does?
Well, I mean, we could start trying to analyze it, but... I mean, you can't really analyze it because it's all made up. That's the thing. Batman's supposed to be realistic in a way, but...
Well, and that's the point. And that's like kind of like the whole thing I'm saying is Batman is supposed to be this world.
Yep.
And I believe the Avengers is more like could happen in this world than Batman could.
Mm-hmm.
But I know neither will ever happen.
Well, I mean,
happen.
The plots were different because...
Yeah, and the plot to the Avengers is more outlandish. Mm-hmm. Or is it? Maybe it's not.
Oh, it is.
What's more outlandish? That there's a giant space thing that will destroy
something,
and then aliens will come down and get us, or that one man in a Darth Vader mask could take over New York City. Which is more unbelievable? I almost feel like the one man in the Darth Vader mask taking over.
It wasn't just one man.
Didn't have an army. It was him and like 5 crazy people, and then a Russian scientist, and they decided to, take over Gotham, and then everyone in Gotham was all mean, and they're like,
I feel
like
they've been planning it for a while, though.
Well, they had been, because it was, the guys from the first movie, Liam Neeson's people.
Wasn't Liam Neeson in that movie?
Yeah, he was, but he reprised his role.
Was he an illusion?
No.
Or was he actually there?
He was actually there in a flashback.
No.
I think so.
No.
Yeah.
Because he definitely appeared to Batman in the pit.
Well, if that's the case, then he was an illusion.
Yep. Suck it.
Because he's...
I win again. Again.
You don't really win because you just asked if he was in it.
Good point.
Was he in that
Good
movie?
Point.
Yes. Was he illusion? I don't know. He was. You lose.
I guess that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily contribute to win, but you know.
It was the one thing I didn't really like about the third Batman was that it didn't really have anything to do with the second Batman.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you could just skip the second Batman except for that Rachel died.
Mm-hmm.
Except for that.
Yeah.
That was the only thing. I feel like I could just skip the second Batman altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Just go from the first one to the third one. And with that note, you could just watch the second one standalone.
Yep.
I feel like you could do that.
Definitely. Those movies are so good.
Maybe they shouldn't have made a third one.
Maybe they shouldn't have.
Although the third one was really good.
It was good,
though.
It
was really good.
It was really good.
But it wasn't as good as the second.
No.
Because the Joker in that movie, that movie's amazing.
Nobody can out-act Heath Ledger as the Joker.
No, it really sucks that he's dead.
It really does.
It really sucks.
Because they should have brought him back. somehow.
Yeah, they absolutely should have.
Movie, like when he's in jail or
well,
something.
Well, they brought back the guy from the first movie in every movie.
Wouldn't he be released from jail, the Joker, if Bane did take over Gotham
where he
was at?
Yeah.
Where was that? Christopher Nolan?
Yeah, that's a good question. Let's call Christopher Nolan.
Let's do that.
Let's call Christopher Nolan.
855.
Okay, hold on.
855-072-5321. What's the 321? It's just always stuck in my head.
The call phones feature is temporarily unavailable. Well, that's...
What?
Don't they know we're doing a live radio show?
Don't they?
Don't they?
Is it calling?
Nope.
No, it's not working.
That's why you shouldn't get Skype as your main... phone.
God, Skype.
Well, I guess we'll have to call Christopher Nolan later.
Yep.
I guess so.
That
sucks.
Nah, dude,
really wanted to ask him about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
Well, I think he couldn't get out. Maybe he was dead. Maybe the Joker died in jail.
Yeah, it's really weird.
That you can hear yourself scratching.
I'm scratching my hand, but you can hear it on the microphone.
Yeah. Man. You can't really hear it. Wait, I can do it if you hear it on my fingers. You can hear it on my fingers. But if you hear it, do a scratch my hand, you can't hear it. We are stupid.
We are dumb.
Why did we just waste our time?
What's another good movie that came out this year?
I don't know.
I forget.
Let's look. IMDb it.
There was so many good movies this year, the beginning of this year. For some reason, I can't remember a single one other than the Avengers and Batman.
I didn't see a lot of movies.
I saw a lot.
Well, I'm sure you did. You go and see a ton of movies all the time. The Muppets came out.
I definitely saw Star Wars Episode 1 in 3D.
Oh, how was that?
That was awesome!
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the prequels, and I don't know if that makes me stupid or something.
A lot of people think that the originals are better than the
prequels. Well, they are.
The prequels.
The originals are better than the prequels, but I don't think the prequels are bad.
Nah.
I think the second and the third one are better than the first three.
I dislike the first three, mainly because I'm young, but I also hate... old movies.
I do, too. I hate old movies. They're the worst.
Can't stand the bad special effects, because, I mean, the point of the movies is to delude you from reality.
That's true.
Base you into this different world for just 2 hours. But with old, crappy special effects compared to the new ones that they have nowadays, it's just really hard for me to get into an old movie that has bad special effects.
I don't know... I mean, I can't really quantify this with any examples, but I feel like old movies also have, like, worse acting.
Mm-hmm. I just don't get it.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense at all.
It really doesn't. Like, people don't act the same as they would in, say, a black and white movie that they would in a movie today.
Yeah. I mean, there's really no difference.
I don't understand it. Actors just... People changed? Did people change? Do people change? Like, do different generations act differently than, say, people from... back in the day.
I don't think so.
No?
I feel like it's probably...
But there is, because all those old movies suck.
Yeah, they do. They do suck. I agree. There's no denying that they sucked.
Okay, so...
Okay, we're going to go backwards.
All right.
August of this year. Let's say Total Recall.
Never saw it. I wanted to. It kind of looked decent.
Baby Makers. Let's see. I'm just going to try to read ones that are actually movies and not just made up. Born Legacy. Did you see it?
Yep.
That was good.
Stupid.
You didn't, oh, my God. Get out of my house.
I don't know.
You didn't like that movie?
It was the dumbest plot ever. Oh, my God. I thought it was going to be so much more intense compared to all the other.
You didn't think it was intense?
No.
I pooed at one point in that movie.
No. Compared to all the other Bourne movies, Matt Damon beasted some fight scenes in the old movies. But, like, that new one, there were basically two scenes in the entire movie. Two scenes. Alaska, and then him being chased by that motorcycle dude.
Well, and the part
that
where...
That was it. That was it.
Well, and the
that
part in the house.
That was it.
Where you kill all the agents in the house and then burn the house down. Spoiler alert.
There was three agents.
And a
three.
Woman. But he killed them all.
Three. Matt Damon took on the entire CIA.
I don't think he did.
He did.
I don't think he did
he
that.
He did.
I think you're misremembering.
They could have made it a lot better. Could have made it a lot more
I don't know. I thought it was pretty good.
And then just ended with them on a boat. What's that about?
Are
they
going to
make another one?
Yeah, they're going to make another one.
Of course
they
will, because it's going to be stupid.
You already hate it and it hasn't come out.
God.
And you will be there the first week it's out.
Mm-hmm.
About Lawless, did you see that?
I have not.
It's pretty recent, so.
I have not seen that. It came out on the worst week of movies ever. Ever. It was lower than anything else. Probably because sports started back up that weekend.
It's possible.
So nobody went.
About Spider-Man. See that?
I did see that.
Never seen it.
Stupid.
about Katy Perry, Part of Me.
Nope.
You didn't see that?
Nope.
Let's see.
Spider-Man was supposed to be huge, but man, the acting was terrible.
I didn't go see it.
The acting was terrible.
I'm like, I'm so sick of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But I do kind of want him to be in the Avengers. Is that weird of me to think that I want him to be in the Avengers?
He's supposed to be in the
Avengers,
right?
That's right. So why isn't he?
I don't know.
Doesn't make any sense.
I don't either.
I mean, they rebooted it. Was Samuel L. Jackson either. Was Samuel L. Jackson in the Spider-Man movie?
Uh-uh. Nope.
So they're not even planning to put him in there?
Nope.
Why?
I don't know. They're stupid. Stupid people.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
I mean, he's like a big franchise character. Maybe he doesn't fit. Well, he fits in.
He fits in.
He fits in better than, like, Thor.
Well, the whole... But...
Yes.
I'm trying to think of how to say it. Basically, all those movies, the four movies that made the Avengers. Hulk, Captain America, Thor, Iron Man. Well, and Iron Man 2, but that's basically the same movie. Anyways, those four were basically all like the Christopher Nolan Batman, which is basically like superheroes in real day and how they would act
that's
and
exactly
how they would
right.
do stuff. So based off of that, compared to the Spider-Mans, or at least the old ones, they were not...
Well, yeah, the old ones...
Spider-Man 1 like the biggest box office film at one
yes,
point?
Yes, but people hated it, apparently.
Yeah. Tobey Maguire, one, should never have existed
he
in humankind.
He is the worst.
I hate Tobey Maguire.
He, except for in Tropic Thunder when he's Robert Downey Jr.'s
gay
lover.
That was...
But other than that, yeah, he sucks.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yep. So, based on that, those movies weren't exactly, like, real. They were more comic booky rather
yeah,
than the
right.
real
Yeah, that's right. They
feel.
Were more comic book. That's
but,
exactly right.
I don't know. I just don't
but
think
the new
style
one wasn't that
genre.
Way, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Oh.
Definitely was.
Well, that's
it
stupid.
Was, it was just as gay as the old ones.
Why did they keep it comic booky?
I don't know. They should have made it darker. Every movie is better if it's darker.
Well, that's what I thought.
Where you actually get into it.
I thought
and you
that was the reason
sympathy.
They rebooted it in
nope.
the first place.
Nothing. It was so family friendly. It was crazy. One scene. Let me describe you a scene
okay,
in that movie.
Please do, so
okay.
I can hate along with you.
Spider-Man is trying to get to the big building of Oscorp to stop that big giant lizard man. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
He's trying to get there.
I hope
all
that's
the
what
way
they call
downtown.
Him in the movie too. The big giant lizard man. Look out! There's a big giant lizard man on the building. Watch out, y'all.
He is like, I'm going to go with 10 blocks away from
okay.
the building at the time. And he's, like, wounded or something.
Okay.
So he can't sling himself to a building.
He's hurt, man. He sprained his ankle.
So this guy that he saved his son from falling off of a bridge.
Okay.
He is also a crane operator for buildings that are downtown. He gets, just because there's five buildings that are in construction with cranes that are just...
Surrounding
randomly
Oscorp.
Placed on this road straight to Oscorp. He gets every other building consultant to move the cranes from where they are over the building over the road. So Spider-Man can zip onto the cranes and just fly real quick over to Oscorp. I was
because
like,
he couldn't just do it on regular buildings?
Right!
That's
what,
that, that
what
was
else is he grabbing onto? Normal buildings
awesome
all the time.
To the middle of the street. He's like, oh man, the big giant lizard man's on that... There's no cranes, though.
Nope. Can't
no
do anything. Gotta run.
Sorry.
It was so dumb.
Yeah.
And, like, that was trying to make it feel like New Yorkers were all with Spider-Man, even though the cops were trying to take him down.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
And I get that, but who... But they did that in Batman much better.
Hate it.
They did that in Batman much better.
Hate it.
Yeah, then maybe... I am glad that he's not in the Avengers, and maybe that's why Joss Whedon didn't include him, because
right.
he's stupid.
Spider-Man movies suck.
So why don't they have a Hawkeye movie? And
I thought they were going to come out with
that
one.
Black Widow lady. Why don't she have a movie?
They aren't as important, aren't as successful as, say, Iron Man, Thor. I've never even heard of Thor before the movie.
Neither
never
have I.
Seen
no
it in comics
but,
or anything like that.
Well, honestly, I never heard of anybody. But
was
Batman.
There a comic about it? I thought
yes.
it was like an actual Viking belief.
Well, that's. I think that's. It, but the
and
comics
so
like based off
it
that,
to the,
yeah,
okay.
yeah.
I mean, Batman. Nobody believed in Batman. That's just pure creativity.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
But
if there was a religion about Batman.
That would be funny.
We worship you, Almighty
Bat-ology.
Batman. Batatology.
Batatology. Oh man.
Yeah, but Thor 2 comes out next year.
Ooh.
And so does Captain America 2.
Is Natalie Portman going to be in it?
Or maybe it's Iron Man 3 comes out next year
yeah.
and then Thor and Captain America come out the year after.
Yep.
And then the Avengers 2 comes out.
Captain America 2 better be better than the first one.
I feel like the first Thor, which I did like, but was kind of slow,
right.
And so was Captain America. I feel like that's because they were setting up the stories.
Right.
Like, if you go back and watch Iron Man 1, it kind of sucks.
Really?
Compared to Iron Man 2.
No.
I think it does.
No.
That stupid guy who played his friend in the army.
Yeah.
God, I hate him. What's up with that guy? Don Cheadle's so much better.
They did change the character a little bit.
Yes.
They really did. Not just the actor,
and
but
the Hammer
character
guy's
himself.
In it, too.
Yeah.
Hammer Industries. He's the best.
Yeah, like
he's
him.
Not
he's
fighting Jeff Bridges.
Yeah. I don't know where that even came from.
I don't either. The second one is just, I feel, is a lot better than the first one. Like, the first one's good, and so is Thor, and so is Captain America. It's just, it's not as good as the sequels are.
I just liked Iron Man 1 because it just was so intense when it came out. Like,
yeah,
I never
was.
Saw anything that good.
Well, we
they did
we
such
made
good
a big
CGI
deal out of that on the original season 1 of the
Iron
show.
Man. God,
we
I play, love
we
that
used
one.
To play the song
yep.
all the time.
Yep. I remember that.
What I really want to know is how they got Natalie Portman to agree to be in Thor.
Again?
Because she's like a legit actress and she's in Thor.
Yeah.
Like, out of all
then again,
of them...
she was in Star Wars.
Star Wars? That's
Star
a pretty
Wars.
Big thing, dude.
Who else is big in that movie other than...
Liam Neeson? Ewan McGregor?
He's not that big. Plus, he died off in the first movie.
Ewan McGregor?
Not that big.
Ewan McGregor's huge, man.
He's not huge.
He's huge.
No.
He's not really right now, but he was.
Right.
He was huge.
Okay, maybe he was huge.
Like, Liam Neeson has gotten huger. Like, as huge as Liam Neeson is now,
right.
Ewan McGregor was huge. Feel like they could isolate this, and it would really not be good for us.
Who else was in that movie? Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson, he's huge.
Other than that Christian Haydenson, who played Anakin...
Oh, he sucks.
Yeah, where'd he go?
He died.
He died?
I don't know.
No,
he's not literally dead. I mean, like, his career.
What's he been in after that?
He was in this movie called Shards of Glass.
Oh, he was in Jumper.
He was in Jumper. That was, like, the last movie he made. And I liked Jumper.
Jumper was pretty good.
And then that was it.
Did you ever see This House on a Rock or something like
that? This House on a Rock, no.
House Built on a Rock. It was, like, the first movie he was in, and he was, like, some coked-out little teenager kid. Who was going against his parents. It was weird.
That is weird.
It was weird. I watched it because I really liked him.
But I liked him in Star Wars and in Jumper. I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, his career kind of died.
Yep. I don't know what else he's been in. And ooh. He was in Takers.
Yeah.
That was a good movie, too. Did you ever see that?
Mm-mm.
It was pretty good.
Never
surprising
saw that.
From T.I. Chris
yes.
Brown.
Yeah. I know about it. Yep. Yeah, but anyway, Natalie Portman, Academy
Paul
Award
Walker.
Winner in Thor.
Yeah. I'm surprised she was not in Avengers, and I'm surprised.
Well, they showed her picture.
Yeah.
Remember, they made a comment about it that she wasn't in it. But it is weird, because, like, the Avengers, I think she'd rather be in than Thor.
Right.
Because, like, Thor, I mean, out of all the comic books you could be in, Thor, I think, would be the least cool.
Right. Because Thor, that was one thing I really didn't like about it when it came out, was the whole magical idea that there's this complete other...
Yeah.
Nation, people, random race that are strong with magical powers that can transfer from one universe to the next.
I didn't really
Confuses
understand
me.
It. I also don't understand.
Confuses.
What I don't understand is that they broke the bridge, so
yep.
no one could go anywhere.
How did he get
how
back
did he
in
get
Avengers?
How did he get there in the Avengers?
I don't know.
And they said something about it.
They did
mention
I
it, but it was like some technical babble that only made sense to the Thor people.
Yep.
So I didn't understand how it worked.
Damn Thor.
And I'm really glad that black guy in the gold didn't die in Thor, because I would have been really upset.
Oh, yeah?
Because he was awesome.
What's his name? Igla?
He was like the timekeeper
or
something.
Something like that. I like him as an actor.
Did you see that Michael Clark Duncan died?
Yeah, the big black dude.
Yeah, what's up with that, man?
What's up with that, man?
I don't feel like he was that
old. He just had
like
a random heart attack?
It's crazy.
I think that's what I heard.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, steroids would probably do that to a person.
In Talladega Nights, he was hilarious. Was Talladega Nights?
When he just wanted
he was the
pit
crew guy. Yeah,
okay.
That's when
so
Ricky
that,
Bobby
dude,
was going to stab himself
God
in the leg.
God dang
the
it! I was not thinking it was him.
Yeah, it's him.
I was thinking it was the dumb guy in Longest Yard. You remember the big black dude in
no,
Longest Yard
I don't
who was just
that.
Dumb?
No,
he's a different dude. I thought that's who it was, but
no it's a guy
saying,
in Talladega Nights.
God dang it!
I know, man.
That dude's funny.
I know.
You
I
remember,
loved him.
Did you ever see?
What's the movie with Billy Bob Thornton and the dude from... Oh, my God. Napoleon Dynamite.
Josh Heder, John Heder or something?
Right. Do you remember the movie with him in it?
No.
Yeah, I forget.
He'd talk about another guy whose career died, that guy from Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah. I never liked Napoleon Dynamite.
Napoleon Dynamite is one of the stupidest movies ever made.
I hate that movie so much.
So bad.
That movie Nacho Libre reminded me of that stupid movie.
That's because it was made by the same people, wasn't it?
Really?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure because they used Pedro in Nacho Libre.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Isn't that is that when you started to hate Jack Black is right yep. after that movie?
Oh, man. When he started making those stupid movies,
Tenacious D, man. Pick a Destiny.
That movie was funny.
Come on.
As hell.
When he's playing like the giant guitar with like 8 fans. I mean, it's not really Jack Black doing that, but...
No. But it's funny.
Still funny.
It's funny.
So, come on. You back on the Jack Black bandwagon?
No.
He was in The Muppets.
No.
That's why I brought up The Muppets in the first place, because they kidnapped Jack Black, and the animal's like, Jack Black!
I think I remember that.
Come on, man.
I've blocked out that movie from my memory because it was so bad.
I just watched it the other day.
God.
It was on demand, and I was like, I'm watching that Muppet movie. I've been on this Jason Segel kick lately. I was like, I'll watch Forgetting Sarah Marshall today. And then
that was funny.
Well, it's because I watched The 5-Year Engagement. It has Jason Segel in it.
I wanted to see that, but it looked too gay for me to watch, so I didn't watch it.
Well, after
he was in a movie with Ed Helms.
Yes,
recently.
I watched that one too.
I haven't seen that.
Whatever
one.
Is that
it
one
funny?
Was called.
Or is it more
no,
serious?
It's really serious.
Really serious.
Like it came across as being like funny, and it's
kinda
actually
funny.
Pretty depressing.
Hmm.
It's actually pretty depressing.
I'm really glad
yeah.
I haven't watched it.
Yeah, it was strange. I was not expecting it because I was like,
and then of course I Love You, Man.
I Love You, Man is a great one. Slap in the bass.
Slap in the bass. Oh man.
Yeah, and. Yeah, I think that. And so I was on Jason Segel kick. And
when did Horrible
Muppets.
Bosses come out? Was
this,
it this
I think
year?
It's got to be this last year.
2011?
Yeah.
Probably the end of
you want to keep going down the list? Battleship. Did you ever see it?
Horrible.
I've heard. I knew that. I didn't even go see it.
Okay, let me just. CG, really, really, really good.
Okay.
I liked it. It was very good. It was like that Michael Bay Transformers, exactly like it, because it was made by Hasbro.
Okay.
So it was basically the same style. So yeah. It had really good CG, but then that stupid actor from John Carter's in it. I hate that dude with a passion.
I don't even know who that is.
He's supposed to be like a really serious actor, and then he's just the most retarded person just ever.
I don't even know who he is. I never saw John Carter either. And Rihanna was in it.
Rihanna was a terrible actress.
Freaking Rihanna.
Liam Neeson was also in that movie.
Why did Rihanna decide she should start acting?
I don't know.
And then, more importantly, who decided to give Rihanna a job?
I don't know.
And why did Liam Neeson pick that movie?
Well, I don't know.
But he's a good actor who
he's a really good
choose
actor.
Any movie he wants
why
to be in.
Why did he do that?
I have Taken 2 or I can do Battleship. I'll do Battleship.
Eric from True Blood is in it also.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's weird.
He's a terrible actor. In True Blood, he's pretty good.
Well, that's because the only thing in True Blood he has to do is, I'm Eric, hey, and I'm Eric. Birdied, and I'm going to get you, and all
yeah.
that. Yeah.
But he really sucked in that movie.
That movie just, I heard, just all around sucked. Everything about it sucked.
I'm trying to think of another person that was in that, but I think I just named the entire
I think you
cast,
did, yeah.
And it was terrible.
Yeah. About Men in Black 3.
Didn't like it.
Didn't like it.
Didn't like it.
So if anyone at home is paying attention, we have no movies that Colby has liked except for The Avengers and Batman so far on our list of movies that have come out last year.
They twisted it. They took all of the history of Men in Black and completely changed it.
Really?
Did you see
it? No, I haven't seen it, but tell
me about it. At the end of the movie, what happened was back in the day, they go back in time,
yeah.
or Will Smith does, to save the dude. And he does, obviously. But... they were on the beach when they were taken off in the first Apollo to
okay.
go to the moon.
Okay.
That was the ending scene, was they were trying to stop this alien from going on that rocket or stopping it or something like
okay.
that. There was a general of the army that let them through because he didn't believe there was such thing as Men in Black, right? But he let them. So that dude, for some reason, had his kid on the beach of the launch, and that dude died. And so, at the end... Tommy Lee Jones yeah. is old or younger character grabs the kid and he's like, hey man, I'll raise you.
And then who's that kid?
Will Smith.
Are you kidding me?
Will Smith. He basically, they changed it to
yeah,
where Tommy Lee Jones is the dad of Will Smith. Well, he fathers him, but not the real dad. It was just...
So was the young Tommy Lee Jones from the 60s the one who fathered him, or the
right.
old one?
The old one didn't exist. The old one was at the beginning of the movie for a good 10 minutes and then arrived at the end when they flashed back to the present for 10 minutes.
Okay, yeah, that's messed up because in the first movie they didn't even know each other.
Right.
Like, at all.
Right.
That was part of the magic of it.
It's terrible.
Wow, that really sucks.
Yep.
Yeah. What about
I have all legitimate reasons for hating these
I'm behind
movies.
You on that one.
Just they need to stop making sequels, dude.
It's terrible.
They need to stop making sequels.
What about Titanic in 3D?
I didn't go see that.
God,
didn't
Titanic is the best movie of all
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it is.
I remember we went and saw that in there, and you're like, James Cameron is a beast.
Yep.
And that was before Beast was even in style to say. You
yep.
might have started that trend.
I did start
I think
the
you
style.
Started that trend.
Beast is my word.
Yeah, we should all pay you every
beast.
Time we say Beast. So I owe you like $1 billion. What
Five
about Cabin in the Woods?
Dollar.
See that?
I did see that. Did you see that?
I have not. It's too scary.
No, it's not.
Okay, I'll watch
it's
it.
It's definitely
I'm going to have
scary.
To watch it because it's Drew Goddard and Joss Whedon.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to watch it.
It was weird. Definitely
well, was
weird.
It good?
The stoner makes it through the entire movie, though. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. The stoner makes it through everything because he's the only smart one. It makes fun of the like all. It's not scary. It's funny.
Okay,
because
I've heard that it's
every
comedic.
Other person that's trapped in this area, other than the stoner, it does everything stupid in movies. Like there's a sound, you walk towards it, you hear a sound over here, you open the door, and then you die.
Gotcha.
Everybody else dies because they're all stupid, but the stoner's like. Why are you going towards the noise? No, let's go this way. It's not making sense. We need to go this way. And I just thought
that's
that was
awesome.
Funny.
But what's the nudity quality in that movie?
Is none.
It none.
I don't think so. Don't think so.
If it's rated R. It should have some. Just what I'm saying.
Yeah. Maybe there's some. I think there's boobs.
Okay, so we went from none to yes, there is.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
It's possible that there could
Any
be.
Any other big ones?
I'm still scrolling. There's a lot of movies out that no one's ever seen. I don't know how all these movies get made, to be honest. There's way too many movies.
Like, we should just make a movie, man.
We could. I mean, look at all these. There's a movie called Tim and Eric's Billion Dollar Movie, and it's them on a wolf riding over an island.
I see that.
It is. How did that movie get made?
I don't know, man.
How did it get made?
Why did it even get made?
Why? I mean, look at all these movies. Are you seeing these posters?
John Carter. Guess who saw that?
You did.
This guy.
You're the only one who
it
saw that movie.
Well, I saw Silent House, too. Go back up to Silent House.
Silent House.
This thing is actually
what a
pretty
the heck
cool movie.
Is that?
It's a scary movie, but it's more trippy than scary.
Where did it come from?
It's...
Is that a Japanese lady?
Uh-uh. No. It's a movie. It's American. It's about a...
It's
girl
American.
And a dad and his brother
okay.
in a house that they just bought. It's a creepy house, but the entire...
Creepy house. It's a silent house, not a creepy
the
one.
The attracting point of the movie, I don't know what the word is for it, but it's all shot in one shot.
What?
The entire movie
no, it's not.
Is one camera shot. Now, you can obviously tell that there are scenes that they did in CG that they made the camera look like it's still
that's
one
not
shot.
Possible
but the entire movie is one shot. You keep expecting it to cut, but it never cuts. I watched that entire movie. I own it. It's crazy.
I have to
crazy.
If that's true, which it's not, if that's true, I
it's
gotta watch
it. It's a terrible
that.
Movie, but the
85 minutes, it says 85 minutes.
85 minutes of one continuous shot.
That's like a play.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's insane.
Okay. I'll have to check that out, because that sounds amazing.
It is kind of creepy, though, but
that's all right. I'll get drunk.
What it ends up being is so much stupider than what they could have done.
Yeah.
But
and it's one shot.
It's one
so
shot.
So who cares?
One shot.
21 Jump Street.
That was funny.
I liked it.
I like Johnny Depp in it.
Yeah, when he dies. Yeah. That was so
they're
great.
They're just on the ground. Like, terrible wounds.
Yeah.
Terrible, deadly wounds instantly. And they're just like, hey.
It's like Tropic Thunder when Ben Stiller gets shot like a billion times at the very beginning. He's like dying.
Yep.
He has no hands. What about The Hunger Games?
I like The Hunger Games, but that's... Well, I saw that before I read the books, and then I read the books, and then I really disliked the movie.
Really?
Yep. But I will give it, that's one of the movies that actually did take on from the book mainly everything that happened. Now,
okay.
They cut out a few things. Gary Ross, I think, is the director.
Okay.
He did a pretty good job. And him and Susan Collins, the writer of the book, sat down for a good week just going over, like, plot keys of what they wanted to do and what they wanted to leave out. One of the main things was, you know, that little logo that they have, the bird with
yes.
the the arrow through it.
Yes.
It's actually a pendant that she gets in the book, and it's okay. her district's pendant
okay.
that she wears. It's just one thing. But really, the way that she got it in the movie is completely different than in the book.
And did you like it better in the book or in the movie?
In the book, because it's more descriptive, and it gives her it more sense of what you want. But the whole plot is they changed it from, in the book, her friend gives her that, and then it's like, oh, it's my friend, so I'm going to keep it.
Okay.
And in the movie, she finds it in, like, a store.
Yeah, that's not nearly as good.
Gives it to her little sister for protection against the reaping, and then her sister gets picked, and then she volunteers, and then her sister gives it back to her, so it's more sentimental.
Okay, whatever.
I guess, but...
Okay.
Yeah, it was good.
I don't want to I don't want to watch it. It's too weird for me to watch kids killing kids.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It just bothers me.
I never understood the concept until I showed one of Colton's friends the movie, and he was freaking out the entire time, like literally freaking out, like, oh my God.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Oh my God.
It upsets me somehow.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's just disturbing content.
Like, yeah, he was really disturbed by it. I'm like, no, it's a movie, right?
Yeah, but it's still, it's hard for me to think about. Mm-hmm. It's just weird for some reason.
It's crazy.
About This Means War, did you ever see that?
Yes,
Tom Hardy movie?
Yeah.
Chris Pine?
I liked it.
Great movie.
I liked it.
Great movie.
Definitely liked it.
Let's see what else.
Oh,
I love how we talk about bad movies for like 10 minutes, and we're like, "Yeah, that movie's amazing." What's next?
I mean, there's not much. To
I hate
say.
That movie
if it's
for
good,
10 minutes.
Then you're
here's
gonna
a
watch
reason.
It, and then you know why it's good because you watched it.
That's right. What about Wanderlust? Did you see that?
No.
The one with Paul Rudd and Jennifer Aniston. It was pretty good.
I never even heard of that one.
It's pretty good. What about Tyler Perry's Good Deeds?
That one. Ah, go back up.
What?
Act of Valor.
No, that movie blows.
That movie did blow.
Yeah, I can tell.
But it was.
Made from the stories of real Navy SEALs.
Right. That Devil Inside.
I'm not watching that. That's
oh,
terrible.
My God. It's freaky.
I bet. That's why I'm not watching it.
Oh, man. It's freaky.
I'm just
it's
like
set up as a documentary.
So many of these movies.
But, man, it's crazy.
There are a lot of gray. Everybody dies at the end of The Gray.
Yep. That was sad.
So I heard it sucked because of that reason.
Yep.
Man on the Ledge. Disappointing.
Sucked.
Yeah. Good premise. Terrible movie.
Yep.
Let's see. Now we're in last year, December. Man, there's a lot of bad movies that came out. New Year's Eve.
Wasn't that like a sequel kind of to Valentine's Day?
Yes, the same type of thing.
God, I hate it.
What the Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
I love that movie.
Love that too. That was
love
a great
it.
Movie. Great
love
movie.
It. I love the guy who played in The Newborn and in Ghost Protocol. What's his
name? Jeremy Renner.
Yes.
He's also
I
Hawkeye.
Like him.
Yeah, I do too.
I like him as an actor.
The reason he was in Mission Impossible,
mm-hmm.
and he's just as good as Tom Cruise, is
right.
because when Tom Cruise decides to step away, he'll take over.
Mm.
That's what they've said. But Tom Cruise and then everybody has already signed on for another Mission Impossible.
Really?
Yeah, so we're going to get another one already.
I like Tom Cruise, even though he's
I do too.
He's crazy.
He is crazy in
he
real life.
Is crazy,
he is indeed
but
crazy.
I like him. He's a good actor.
I think so too.
He is a good actor.
He is. I love that he's short.
He is pretty short.
Because now that I know it, I look purposely in movies to see how they always shoot him in front of
mm-hmm.
other people. You can never tell
mm-hmm.
how short he is.
And Ed Hardy's pretty short, too.
Yes, he is.
And
yes, it's not Ed Hardy, it's Tom Hardy. Ed
Tom
Hardy's the
Hardy.
Guy that draws all the fish.
Yeah, I'm stupid.
in South Africa.
God. This whole show, I've just been screwing up words.
Yeah, but don't forget the listeners have corrected me, so don't feel bad. Don't feel bad.
Well, at least you know what you're saying. But
yeah.
you just don't know if you're right or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, that's me.
But the words that come out of your mouth make sense.
Did you see A Girl with a Dragon Tattoo?
I did not. Was it good?
Dude. It's the same guy who made Social Network.
Mm.
Exact same guy.
I'm going to go home and watch that.
And there's a rape scene.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's always nice.
Yeah.
Have you ever
you
seen...
Know, you want to know something's going
to
blow your mind? Sorry.
Go for
this
it.
This is going
to
blow your mind hole.
I didn't think of the name anyway.
This is going to blow your mind hole.
Okay.
Okay? You ready for your mind hole to be blown? As
yeah.
I stall while my internet loads. Mind hole gonna be blown.
Mind.
Okay, this girl right here who has Andrea's new haircut.
Right.
As soon as it loads. Hurry up! Her.
Mm-hmm.
Rooney Mara.
Right.
She is Mark Zuckerberg's girlfriend in the Social Network movie where they're in the bar together. Same girl.
Really?
Yeah.
You know she's also... Prometheus! Another movie that came out.
Yes.
Yeah, she's in that too.
Really?
Uh-huh. She plays the same, or she, yeah, she's
She just gets naked in this movie.
That's hot.
Like constantly.
I'm gonna watch
that.
Well,
she also gets raped, and that's pretty hot, but it's not supposed to.
Prometheus.
Yes.
That movie. Did you never saw it?
Never saw it.
Do you know what it's about?
I know it's about kind of like aliens.
Okay.
But and it's written by the guy who wrote Lost.
Right.
Yeah.
Ridley
Damon
Scott?
Lindelof. He wrote it.
Ridley
Scott
directed.
Okay. Damon Lindelof wrote
gotcha.
It.
Gotcha.
He's also the guy who wrote Star Trek. And
okay. Ridley Scott, right?
Yes.
You know he made the original Alien.
Yes.
You know that Prometheus is
a prequel. Yeah.
I didn't know that the entire movie.
Yeah.
Didn't know that the entire movie. I was like, I was looking at it, I was like, this well, looks a lot like Alien.
I've never seen Alien.
I mean, neither, but
so I was like,
I've seen AVP, so I know
okay.
what they are.
Gotcha.
So, but yeah, I was watching it, I was like,
yeah, he made Prometheus, then it's Alien, then Aliens. With an S, and those three are all Ridley Scott, and then they made like another, and then they just started making a crazy
right.
Alien movies, based on the same franchise. Hmm. But yeah, I heard. I think Joss Whedon wrote the first Alien, and then the second Alien was written by some dude I don't know, and then Prometheus written by the guy who wrote Lost.
God,
yeah.
Prometheus was okay.
I've paid a lot of attention to writers lately because you can always tell when it's a good movie by who it's written by.
Hmm.
Like I don't know. But yeah, go check out Girl with a Dragon Tattoo.
I shall.
It's got the same soundtrack people that made Social Network soundtrack too.
Cool.
So it's really good. Oh, those suck.
The Darkest Hour.
It looks like that sucks.
Oh my god, that was the worst.
It's got
the
16 out of 100 on Metacritic.
Wow.
Tower Heist, that was...
I didn't see that.
Nah, it was alright.
Immortals was good.
Oh god, some of these movies really suck.
How...
Twilight.
How back are we going right now?
I don't know. We should probably stop. Some. Well, we've only got a couple months left, I mean, honestly.
From when?
From our last show.
Okay. All right.
Because we're in November. There was no movies in November worth mentioning.
No.
That was a sucky month.
That was a sucky month.
It was a really sucky month.
I recall
month.
How sucky that month was of movies.
Look at the, you remember that? Okay, Jack Black was in that stupid bird hunting movie. I'm with
oh,
you
yeah.
now. Yeah, Jack Black sucks now.
His career is just not what it could be.
Yeah. I mean, he's really funny, but he picks these weird movies
yep.
to be in. I almost wonder if he's one of those actors that, like, wants to work with the people more than he cares about the script. Like, he's like, oh, Steve Martin's in this movie. Definitely
right.
want to do that. Could
Maybe.
Be. What about In Time with Justin Timberlake and
I saw that.
Doe-eyed Amanda Seyfried? Amanda Seyfried, hot or not?
Can be.
I think she's so hot. That
really?
Movie especially.
Yeah, that movie
yeah.
definitely.
I like
but
her stupid,
sometimes.
My eyes are, like, over here on my head
yeah.
look. I don't know why it does it for me. It's weird. I also like Cillian Murphy. I think he's great.
Who's that one?
He's the guy who plays Scarecrow in Batman, and he's the sheriff dude in Time.
Oh, yeah.
I like him.
You know that stupid douche? Oh, the guy I hate most in Mad Men. You remember that little scrawny?
Yes, yes.
Mother.
Carthizen. What's his
mm-hmm.
name? Yeah.
He's in that movie.
Yes, he is. He plays the dad of Doe Eyes.
I hate him. With a passion. Almost as much as Tobey Maguire. Like,
yeah, and he
literally
was,
that much.
He was a huge douche in that movie
yep.
as well.
And also Mad Men.
And he's an
he's
angel, the
douche.
TV series Angel.
Really?
Yeah, he plays Angel's kid.
I'm really?
Moneyball. Did you ever see Moneyball?
Yes.
Great movie.
Great movie.
Great movie.
Oh my gosh. It reminded me of Social Network in a way.
Written by the same guy.
Really?
Yep, that's why.
God.
Yep, Aaron Sorkin wrote it.
Love that movie.
Yeah, it was good.
Jonah Hill was good in that movie, too.
He was, back when he was fat.
Yep.
Last movie where he was real fat.
Yep.
What about 50-50? Did you see that?
I did not.
With Seth Rogen.
Was that good?
It was pretty good. It's serious. I mean, it's got funny moments in it, but it's mainly serious.
I want to see that Ride Like Hell movie.
Yeah, that one just came
it.
Out.
What is that dude's name?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yes, I like him.
Yeah.
I like him, too.
Okay, now we're going into August, so this would be when we did our show.
Okay.
So we had great movies like 30 Minutes or Less coming out right when we did our show. That, did you
that
ever see
was
that?
Pretty funny.
It
yeah.
was funny. I like the guy who said, I'm a pimp all the time.
It's been a while.
Your dad shot me in the neck with a pin. I'm a pimp. That's what I liked about it. It was that scene. I like movies where they talk really fast and just have thousands
yeah.
of jokes a second. Let's see. What else? Our Idiot Brother. Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
It was kind of okay.
I like Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
So that's why I liked it. That's it. Wow.
We have completed our review of every single movie that's come out ever since the last show.
I think Colby liked four movies.
Congratulations for me liking four movies.
When we come back from our break, we're going to talk about every single CD that's come out since we've come back. Or something.
Something.
Something we'll talk about.
You never know.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
This is the Seth and Colby Show.
The hell is this?
It's my car. It's
It's a Prius.
I feel like we're literally driving around in a vagina.
Detective Hoyts and Gamble are on that 518 on East 10th.
Negatory, Martin and Fosse, 2 minutes out.
We'll just see who's there first.
You stay at our crime scene! You hear me? Go, go, go!
Feel that, Alan? Huh? That tingling in your balls, big metal butterflies fluttering around your stomach?
Are you sure you don't have testicular cancer?
I got something to get you going. Let's go do some damage.
Let the dragon loose.
Nope.
Time.
Friday night, it was late. I was what the hell is that?
LRB. Little River Band.
This music makes me feel like I'm going shopping for a training bra. You know what? We'll go with no music, okay?
You're
say bye.
No, don't say bye.
You just signed your death warrant, Hoyt!
Alan, punch that accelerator or I will shoot you in the foot!
America!
Alan! The brake!
Oh!
Just slow the car down!
We're approaching the car seat!
Okay, I'm coming in.
We're coming in! Alan! Get out of the way!
Dude! What?
It's a lot of cocaine.
Did you yell America when you hit the accelerator?
No.
Their feet are magically delicious, Seth and Colby.
Clip from the other guys, I feel like that movie came out like pretty recently as well.
Yeah.
But
Why didn't you see that on
It wasn't on the list, so it must have came out before that.
Hmm.
But I feel like it's pretty recent, so...
America!
Did you yell America before you touched this? No. No, I didn't.
No.
And I wanted to... I almost made that clip go longer, but I didn't. Because even after that, the guys come up and knock. And it's like, make more fun of them. Good story, Seth. August 5th, 2010. So it was 2 years ago.
Wow.
So when we were doing our show... Two episodes ago.
It does not seem like that movie is that old.
It definitely is, though. Definitely is. Oh, Charles. Yes. Charles needs to say this.
Bull.
You can call or text Seth and Colby from anywhere in America. 505-750-0304.
I won't answer.
You can email Seth and Colby from anywhere in the world.
I don't even have it open.
Email at SethandColby.com.
What a waste of time. Okay. So, anyway. Sorry, Charles interrupted us.
Yep.
Show is almost over.
Show is almost over.
Show is almost over.
Yes, it is.
Are we going to try to do an episode closer than a year from now?
Next
time? Possible.
Is
Are
it?
You a pirate? Are you Schlarty?
Schlarty. Schlarty Bart Fart.
Schlarty, how you doing, Schlarty?
Well, you know, I'm getting a little older and the asbestos in my lungs is getting a little bit worse.
I wondered about that. I mean, you haven't really. I haven't seen you since 2009.
Yeah,
I want to say beginning of 2009. It's almost been 4 years.
Yeah, you know, I kind of lost myself into drugs.
Oh,
for a long time.
It's probably not good with you have asbestos in your lungs to do some drugs. What drugs specifically were you doing? Not remember too many drugs. To remember what drugs you did?
Party rock.
What was
you tell me you never heard of party rock?
I've heard of it.
You never heard of party rock?
I've had it myself.
It's the best drug ever on the open seas.
I bet it is.
It is.
What's it made with?
Party. And then some rock.
How? What's the process for combining the party and the rock together? How do you do that?
All right, well, what you do is you get a big group of people together on one ship, and you go off into the middle of the ocean, and you just start.
Does it have to be the middle, or can it just be somewhere?
Just not by any land, all right?
Not
so
by
you
any
need
land.
To get a party going with some Captain Morgan, because he's my best friend.
Oh, Captain Morgan's your homie.
And then you're just partying out on open sea, and then all of a sudden, just a big rock drops from the sky.
And then how do you get that into your body as a drug?
Well, once all the dust settles on top of the... I've turned into, like...
Morgan
the
Freeman.
KFC guy.
So, Colonel...
Colonel Sanders.
Colonel, how's your... What's the drug like as it enters your bloodstream?
I can't remember how to do Slarty. This is so terrible. Arg me be slurty. What happens is you take the rock, you squish the people, that forms dust on top of the ocean.
You're killing people?
You're killing all the people that you bring to the party.
That doesn't seem
you
good,
just kill
slurty.
Everybody.
Don't want to kill people.
Except me, obviously, because I'm on a lifeboat.
And then once everybody gets squished by the big ass rock. That's rock. You take the dust from on top of the ocean water.
Okay.
Mixes with the salt in the water and then combines to be party rock, which then you snort through your nose and up your ass. And then, and then you have yourself a fine diddly dumb party.
But there's all no party
with,
anymore.
With you're yourself in your mind.
Okay, with in yourself your mind. In your mind.
The big party in your mind.
This is another best of segment, I can already tell.
I love Schlarty. It's the funnest accent.
I just lost my mind.
Oh, God, that was fun. I thought I would bring him back for a bit.
Okay. Oh, is he gone?
I think so.
Oh, that sucks.
And the party rock got to him.
Party rock, yeah, he had to go evacuate. Remember when the other day when Chris said she had to vacate my stool? Oh, by the other day, I mean last night.
And you mean stool as in poop.
I did mean that.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
She vacated your stool for you?
She did. She vacated it.
That's hard to do.
Yeah, I know, man. So we should take our final break.
Final break.
Final break. Thanks.
Final break.
Thanks to Schlarty for stopping by and saying hello.
Arrgh.
It's good to see old friends. Yeah, we'll be right back for our final segment.
Duo.com. The Seth and Colby Show.
Arrgh. Maybe Slarty Bart Fart. How are you doing, my kind young fellow?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Slarty. Me wife. She be hollering up my booty, trying to get on over to her house and lay he.
What but, did you just say?
What's the name of your ship?
Huh? Slarty number one.
The Slarty number one.
Yeah.
Is there a Slarty number two?
Maybe.
You said yeah again, too. Yeah. You are a horrible pirate. Oh, you coughing? You coughing? You got some scurvy in your esophagus?
Shut up. I stabbed you over the plank.
Stab me over the plank?
You just, that's what I said.
You walk the plank. You don't
shut stab. Up.
You are the worst pirate ever.
I'm going to stab you in your ass, and then you're going to jump over.
I lost my accent halfway through that.
You kind of moan, you change the name to my...
Thank you, Lil Wayne.
Selling cabas. I also have a parrot. His name is Fluffy.
Colby just made himself laugh.
The best of Seth and Colby, now available at Duo.com. Online, radio, and TV from Manhattan, Kansas. This is Duo.
Katrina, are you with cars?
No, Seth, but I am with Amazon. I use Amazon for everything.
Do
from
you?
School books to entertainment.
Wow.
I've gotten my textbooks, movies wow. like Boondock Saints,
ooh.
And the current book series called Blue Bloods.
Oh, that's my favorite book series ever.
I catch myself shopping on Amazon.
What do you do?
I catch myself
gotcha.
Shopping on Amazon all the time because it's so easy to search items. I even get sidetracked when I'm looking at Duo.
How do you search items, Katrina?
By going to Duo via clicking the link.
I think you go to Duo.com and click the Amazon link or use the handy search bar right there on Duo.com. Right?
Yeah!
Live from Manhattan, Kansas. Online, radio, and television. Duo.com. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
He assaulted the customer, grabbed the cash, and ran out.
So, how? Is, how?
Say when, height-wise.
I'm going to start up here. Just tell me when.
I'll start in the bottom when? And...
Whatever 5'10 is, he was 5'10.
Ethnically, I mean, did what, I mean, was he like us or?
A woman?
No.
Female?
No,
is that what
no,
you're
no,
asking?
I would say, was he,
like,
what?
African?
What?
Was
he African?
African.
No, he was American, and he was like you. He looked just like you.
He was Jewish.
Just Wait, like
okay.
him.
Jew. Okay, Jew. It's an odd crime for a Jew to
yeah,
commit.
Yeah, pretty docile.
Okay, so we have an African Jew wearing a hoodie.
No, you don't.
No.
No, that's not what I said. Is that what you heard me say? I said he looked like you. Do you look like an African Jew?
No, I look like a cop.
Yeah.
He was Caucasian.
Caucasian?
Oh.
Okay.
Kind of looked like Eminem. Does that help you?
Eminem.
So he was circular.
Marshall Mathers, Eminem, the rapper Eminem.
Do you look like this? I'm amateur. I kind of
that
kind of
looks like an M&M.
Longer face, bigger nose. Would you say his mouth was wider? Open? A gap?
Is there another squad car that's in the area that could probably be of further assistance? I don't seem to be getting any.
On the weekend, they're rear guards, Seth and Colby.
All right, people.
All right.
Hope you enjoyed our break, because if you bought the video, you did.
Yeah, you did.
Because we just did some of the most insane things in front of the video we've ever done in our lives.
I think I threw quarters up trying to juggle.
You also did this crazy, like, handstand thing, which was kind of crazy.
I was going to put the melons under my shirt to where they actually looked real, but that was just too much work to do in the five seconds that we had going through it. Sounds pretty difficult. But, you know. It's whatever.
Yeah, but anyway.
Buy the video.
Buy the video. You'll want to.
Watch it because it's funny.
You will get this episode completely uncensored, and there are a few bleeps, and commercial free. And
fuck. I haven't cussed this entire show. I just wanted to throw it in there.
And completely sidetracked.
Yeah.
And commercial free and like super high quality. So you probably will want to go download that.
Definitely.
You know, because of the awesomeness that we just mentioned.
And I mean, and it is not that much money, and it would be so worth it if you love this show.
It would. It's absolutely true. Would totally help.
Totally.
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 Totally. Well, I forgot that we play our song at the end of the show.
So I
tried to find it on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
but then I remembered that this computer's so slow that YouTube doesn't work.
Ah.
So it's kind of awkward right now.
Yep.
Can't just end with no song.
Blended decadence.
I don't know what that meant. Convalescence. Hey, there we go.
Hey.
Okay, good. Look at that. Okay. Thanks a lot for watching the Seth and Colby Show. This is working well. This is working great. Not just your iPods, it's just YouTube being terrible.
Yep.
So, cool. Colby, next year we'll do another show?
Probably sooner than that.
That would be great.
Definitely sooner than that.
But guaranteed we'll do one before the end of calendar year 2013. Because we're required to by contract to get together once a year at least and do a show.
Right.
So anyway, see you guys later.
Let's kick this pig
in the face.